WRAF in WRAF HD1 Detroit.
Now.
It cannot take our pride.
Yeah, the revolution starts now in your own backyard, in your own hometown. What you do is stand in the land, you're fighting your heart. The revolution starts now.
All right, Peter Werby is not here tonight. It's Julian Jordan, his co-host. There he is.
Welcome to the award-winning Night Call, the Riff's phone-in talk show on 101 WRIF Detroit. Our number, 313-298-WRIF. Now, here's the host of Night Call, Peter Werby.
And yeah, he is not in. I'm Julian Jordan, his co-host. Is that how it goes, Al? Okay, now I remember. You know, like, I'm so used to him being here in this spot in front of the console, running everything. I'm just over there doing my thing across the board. And but here I am, doing it once again, filling in for Peter. He's speaking at a conference, and he will be back next week. So he's left the show in my hands, and this is a phone-in talk show. So that's what I'd like you to do tonight. Anything you want to talk about, I'll open up some subjects, and you can open up your own as well. We always are into hearing what you want to talk about. And 313-298-WRIF, 313-298-9743 is the phone number for you to call in. Plenty to talk about for those of you who celebrate Easter. It's just about over, but happy Easter to you. And I don't celebrate Easter, but it is a lovely day for a lot of you out there. And one thing that I read when I was kind of just looking through the news today is that chocolate is recession-proof. Did you know this? This is an article from The Telegraph talking about luxury chocolate sales are bigger than ever. And one of the comments in it is it's because it makes us happy. Eating it and receiving it makes us smile. And apparently these shops with these luxury chocolates are doing better. They haven't been affected by the recession at all. But for the rest of us, it's a whole nother story, isn't it? So we'll touch on some of that. Yesterday's demos all across the country, the demonstrations where people gathered and did different kinds of activities to say, hey, listen, break up the banks. We're not going to take this anymore. If anyone was at any of these protests or demonstrations, I would certainly love to hear what you did, where it was, and, you know, how the turnout was as well. 313-298-9743. Oh, yes. And Obama got the dog. The kids finally have their dog, Sasha and Malia, a Portuguese water dog named Bo. And I know that's not like heavy news or anything, but, you know, we have talked about it here on the show. So that's kind of some of the better news that's going on. In just a couple of minutes, I'll have a guest calling in for a quick check-in. It's Karen Levinson from the Ferndale Career Center. We're going to talk about Michigan Works and what the Ferndale Career Center and the different offices of Michigan Works are doing to put people back to work. So I think that might be something that many of you who are out there might be interested. And it looks like we already have some phone calls. I think we'll just take them. What do you say? All right. Until our guest calls. Sammy in Southgate.
Are you? That's me.
Hi, Sammy.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you tonight?
Oh, not too bad. I'm talking to you about, you know, I like to mention a thing about the chocolate thing.
Yes.
It is a good thing. You know, like I'm a Christian guy. You know, I heard you say you didn't celebrate Easter, but
right.
that's your prerogative.
Right.
You know,
diversity is a good thing.
No, it is. But, Easter is a good thing, but the chocolate thing?
Yeah.
It's good, but where it makes you smile. When I was a kid, I used to smile when I ate chocolate, but I don't smile too much when I eat now.
You don't?
But,
why not?
No. Well, to start out with, it's not. If you eat too much of it, fattening for sure.
Right.
We both know that.
Okay. Yes.
Then I heard that some chocolate's good for you.
Yeah, dark chocolate.
The dark chocolate, but I don't like dark chocolate. I eat the light.
Well, you are in a pickle, Sammy.
No, my wife, I like pickles. My wife doesn't like pickles.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway,
so,
you had a call, not to interrupt, but you had a call last week from this Brendan from Southgate.
Yeah, what was that one about?
About the pot.
Oh, about medical marijuana?
Yeah, you're right. I think I would think that'd be a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because I got a medical problem, but it wouldn't help me in my problem, you know?
Oh, it wouldn't?
For eyesight, where it's the doc. See, I'm 57 years old, mm-hmm. You know? I don't know how you are, but I could go back to the 60s, and I remember, you know, I'm not saying anything, but, you know, I used to smoke the stuff. Everybody did, I guess, one time or another. But I'm not bragging about it, you know? I'm not saying it's a good thing.
I don't think you should be ashamed of it.
No, I'm not saying that I'm ashamed of it. I'm not proud that I did it.
Okay, all right.
Because there's a lot of kids that might be listening out there right now that would, you know, well, you know, this guy's calling, you know, he's 57 years old, and he's saying that, you know, it wasn't a bad thing smoking pot, but I'm not saying that it wasn't bad or good. But the kids nowadays, you know, you could get that stuff, and it could be anything in it now. You know,
I think pot's pretty safe. I mean, when you get to these other manufactured drugs, then I think it's a little scary.
Yeah, but anyway, the one kid last week that called, I know him, Brendan.
Yeah.
From Southgate.
You know him?
He's my nephew.
Oh, really?
And I tell you, you know what
happened? Is he in trouble?
No. He's a good person, but have you ever seen that series Life on Mars?
No, I've heard of it, though.
Well, anyway, it's a pretty good series. I'll make it quick. You know, I don't want to take up all your time. But anyway.
You're fine.
Where the guy gets hit by the car, and he gets knocked back to 1973.
Oh, right.
Top.
Right, okay.
Well, see, when he gets knocked back and he wakes up, he realizes, well, you know, it's 1973, and it's like everybody knows him.
Oh.
You know, like he's a cop, but then he realizes, you know, there's something not right here, but he could look into like a mirror or a reflection and see like a 42-inch flat screen, a TV, and bring back memories.
Wow.
Okay.
Trippy.
Anyway, my nephew got slapped in the back of the head. His mom and dad, I think, hit him in the back of the head, and he thinks he's like stuck in 68 or 69. That's what happened to him.
Okay, I'm. Wow. All right.
You understand what I'm saying?
You've been a great first caller tonight, Sammy.
Yeah. Anyway, the chocolate thing's cool, and the marijuana, you know, medical. I think that's a great thing.
It's a real great thing, and
it is.
Yeah. In fact, I'd be interested to know how that's going because it's only been a couple of weeks. So if anyone has applied or knows someone who does, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, but real quick about Obama, I think he's doing the best he can. So just leave him alone, let him do his job.
Yeah, there's a few things we'll talk about tonight that I'm a little disappointed about, but for the most part, hey, I'll take him over Bush any day. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Sammy.
Yeah, bless. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one, and enjoy the rest of your Easter. All right. I do have our guest on the line, so let's get her up here. All right. Karen Levinson, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Karen. Karen Levinson is from the Ferndale Career Center, and you are the youth coordinator, correct?
I am.
Wonderful. Well, you know, it's funny because you and I started talking, and you discovered where I work, I discovered where you work, and I said, hey, we should talk about this because you have a lot of great things going on there to help people in Michigan or in this area maybe get a job.
Absolutely. There's a ton of resources, not only for young individuals, for adults. We have a resource room, can help individuals get online, do their resume, all that kind of stuff. But what I really wanted to talk about tonight is getting those young adults employed this summer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because that is right around the bend. So maybe some of the kids are, most of the kids are sleeping by now, but there's parents out there. So tell us what you're doing.
Well, you were talking earlier about Obama. We've gotten some stimulus money through the America's Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
Hey, yay! We know where some of it is.
Absolutely. And we want to put it to work in helping get those young adults to work. And basically what this is an internship program. We want to try and match meaningful mentorships in actual occupations and careers that students are interested in, whether they have graduated high school, are in college, aren't sure what they want to do. We're looking to place students who are juniors in high school up to the age of 24 in different kinds of internships. Hopefully Greater Media is going to be one of those sites.
Yeah, that's our company right here, right.
Absolutely. Restaurants, graphics, web design, marketing, medical, legal, court systems. Because we're federally funded, there are some eligibility requirements, and it's basically based on income in the last 6 months. But students would just really need to come in and fill out an application, and no matter where they live. Specifically, there are 9 career centers in Oakland County, but they are statewide. So there's, in this tri-county area, there's Michigan Works that can help students through the summer as well as year-round.
Oh, that's wonderful. And is this a new program?
Of
the money?
Actually, we're actually funded under the Workforce Investment Act. It is a year-round program. We've been in Ferndale since 76. There's just different programs that come into act, but we've been around for quite a while. It's just one of those untapped resources, I think, sometimes.
Okay, and for the adults over the age of 24, what suggestions can you give them, the people who are listening right now who are looking for a job?
Well, individuals who apply for unemployment to come into a one-stop or Michigan Works agencies to apply, but what a lot of them might not know is that we have a lot of resources in our resource room to get them reemployed, matching them with employers on the Michigan Talent Bank, as far as workshops with interviewing and resumes, and many individuals have probably heard of the No Worker Left Behind. That's another program that we also help to facilitate.
Okay, wonderful. So let's give some information, contact information. What can you...
For the Ferndale Career Center, we're located at 713 East 9 Mile at the corner of 9 Mile and Hilton. Like I said, there are 9 career centers in Oakland County, but anybody is welcome to call. Our main number is 248-545-0222. But they can also go on the Michigan Talent Bank. They can go on the website, and there are links to the Michigan Works agencies throughout the state of Michigan. So can I give that website?
Yes, please do.
That would be www.mishworks, that's MICHWORKS.org.
Okay, wonderful. And I have all that information here, so if anyone is driving and wants to know, you can always email me here at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Karen Levinson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on and helping to get the word out. Can I just add one more thing?
Joe, go ahead.
We're also looking for mentors, companies who are looking for free employees in this economy who couldn't want a free employee. And basically all we're asking is to help provide a young individual with an opportunity to learn about what they do, and they could consider it a long-term interview. So this is a person they could potentially hire on. They're free, they're paid through our legislation, and, hey, it can help them out with a free employee.
Oh, so they're actually getting paid, but no, it doesn't cost anything for the company.
Absolutely. Yeah, the individuals are getting paid, and the employer can mentor these individuals, and whether they're in school, out of school, considering school.
Right.
kind of thing.
Okay. Wonderful. I really appreciate you coming by and talking to us about this. And like I said, if anyone wants any more information, just email us here at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks so much. Have a great night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. So there you go, people. There is hope. There are resources, and that is mishworks.org. All right, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? We'll go down to Flat Rock and talk to Jake. Jake, turn your radio down, will you?
About this.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you turn your radio down?
Yeah, I'm actually outside, so I'm off
away
from it.
Perfect. Okay, your subject is drunk driving, and that's something that gets me all crazy. So what did you want to talk about?
I actually want to know what you thought about it and about the different laws and stuff like that, about this, what's going on, and any input that you might have in on it.
I think drunk driving is really scary, and I think we were talking about this even last week on the show, that at any given time there's something like, I don't know, 20 million people who are drunk on the roads, that doesn't make me feel very good. And, you know, I think what needs to happen is we need to have more options, you know, things that are actually popping up, places, businesses that will come and take your car and you and take you home if you've had too much drink to drink. And, you know, I never, ever personally, and I'm not getting up on my high horse because I have had a little incident like 10 years ago, and it changed my entire life when it comes to drunk driving.
Right. So did I. I had one, a month and a half ago.
You did?
And I, yeah.
What are they doing? What's happening with that?
You can do a sobriety court. You know, you have to realize about what problems you have and if you really do have them and if you want to fix them.
Right.
If not, then you can go back in front of a judge and you can get in trouble.
So,
if you can realize that you have a problem and you can, you know, get all your stuff done and do it right, then there's situations out there to help you. But at the same time, there's bad situations that are just like seem like sometimes they're just out to get you. You know.
You know,
as much as you don't want to have that attitude and take that attitude on, it's just sometimes it's that time, you know, it's just that time of the month and that happens and things like that go wrong.
So you should just probably, I mean, now you can't really drink or anything, right?
No, not at all.
And do you get tested?
Yes.
So is that one of the situations where they just, they call you randomly or how's that go?
Well, mine's daily.
Daily?
Yes.
Wow. And you have to pay for it, too.
Yes, you do.
Is it like $20 per test?
Well, it all depends on what the police department you go. You can find one for $5, you can find one for $10. But, you know, it gets very costly, and I just want to let everyone know that it's not something to get, you know, involved with. Definitely call somebody.
It's not worth it. And, you know,
not worth it at all.
The whole thing is, I thought, you know, it could kill someone.
Especially what happened. We know what, but I do think there should be some kind of limitations on if that buzz, you know, breaks at a certain level and you're involved in an accident or not. I think there should be some maybe not laws or just separations on that subject, just on that, because some people, you know, can hold their alcohol content more than others. Some people can't. And when you're going in there and you're involved in accidents and things of that, you know, matter, it's like, it's a whole different subject, I think.
Well, yeah, it's something to be taken very seriously. Well, maybe this was something that, it sucks to get caught, but maybe it was something that will be good for your life. Right? You're listening to yourself, aren't you?
No, you know, I'm outside, so I walked down.
Okay.
I walked down where someone else was at, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jake. Hey, good luck to you, man.
Hey, you having a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
And it looks like Al left me a note that I'm way louder than the callers. I just tried to fix that, and so I hope it's better. Let me know if it is. What is it about sitting in this seat where you turn the mic up louder than everyone else? I don't know. Okay, I don't know the name on this one, but it's, who is this? Hi. Welcome. You're live.
Oh, hi. It's John and Keith.
John?
We want to talk to Barack Obama and make it to the Special Olympics.
Yeah, that was like a long time ago, right? A month ago?
And my buddy Keith, he had a brother who died when he was younger, being retarded. And, like, my buddy didn't really like what Barack Obama said. Like, he said that Jay Leno said to him about how he bowled last night, how he bowled last night.
Yeah.
Like 20 or something. He said he did pretty good if he was in the Special Olympics or something.
It was a stupid thing to say.
Yeah. I mean, like,
because he's black, he can't get away with it.
No, it has nothing to do with race, man. Nothing to do with race. I don't know where that came into it.
He would have said something like that, you know.
No.
All knocked down and everything. I just think because he's more of a people's person and he's more popular, that it just blew over like it did.
Well, it could be the people person popular thing, but it's definitely not. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's black. You know, I mean, really. But it was a stupid thing to say, and he realized it the minute he got off of that stage on the Jay Leno show, and he, damage control right away.
Yeah, like, some parents were kind of hurt about that, but I mean, like, it's in the past, can move on.
Yeah. Do you think he's doing some good things?
Well, like, Stan's playing for Michigan, you know. I mean, like, it's all right. I mean, like, I'm not doing too good at my job or whatever.
I don't think Michigan's doing sweet at all, really.
Is there two people?
Yeah.
Are we tag teaming here? You guys are a riot.
Thank you.
I've never had this in all the years that I've been doing this.
Michigan's not doing sweet at all, I don't think. I doubt by end of summer anything's really going to change.
Well, maybe not by summer. I mean, think of it. We have 8 years of, you know, war, and, you know, the deficit is so huge that there's no way that Obama, if he fixed everything by summer, oh, dude, I mean, just call him God, you know?
Yeah, right.
And inflammation and everything, and his exporting, like even that bill he had, you know, with all them, I don't know, what'd you call them?
I don't know.
All the stupid spending in that one bill he wrote, you know?
I don't know. Which one do you mean? The stimulus?
Yeah. Well, like, I just don't think it's all going to work out with Michigan because of all our factories.
Right. Well, it's the cars that we need to worry about. And it's GM and Chrysler we need to worry about, right? Yeah. All right, Keith and John, you guys have been fun. Thanks for calling, except for the kind of slightly racist comment, but, you know, you work that out yourself, all right? All right. Keith and John, goodbye. All right. Whoosh. Okay. Brenda in Warren has been waiting on the phone for a little bit. She called 313-298-WRIF, and you can too. Brenda, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Brenda? This isn't Brenda.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is Brenda. Hi. It is.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, what's the subject tonight?
It's Brenda and the dogs. I like it. Well, we have a lot of subjects.
Nope. Someone appeared here. And
at the door? This sounds like my house.
Yep. So, let me run them all back and we can get busy.
Did you want to talk about chocolate? We were saying that the only thing that's recession-proof is chocolate.
Here's the thing. You're talking about chocolate and shit. I work retail. Okay?
Hey, wait. Hey, you can't say that word.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry about that. Everybody, I'm sorry.
Okay. So let's calm down and talk about it.
The chocolate thing. Okay?
Yeah.
I work retail. I've been with CVS Pharmacy for years.
Okay.
Okay.
I was there yesterday.
I probably seen you today.
You might have.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing I'm complaining about is the food stamp thing. With the economy so bad, I've seen so many people coming in there buying chocolate, Easter candy, and stuff like that. With the economy so bad, why would you do that?
Well, I kind of have an answer for you, and you may agree or disagree. That's what this show's all about. You know, I think even if you don't have any money, you still deserve a little bit of joy. And for these kids, you know, it really doesn't cost that much. I have no problem with my tax dollars going to make a kid smile.
Problem with that either, because I have a nonprofit organization that rescues animals.
Fabulous.
So I don't have a problem with that. But when I see 22-year-old kids coming in with food stamp cards with $450 on it, buying chips, pop, and soda, and whatever.
So you're thinking they need to go buy some fruit and vegetables.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's my biggest complaint.
Right.
Right there. Because it's our tax dollar. The working man is paying for this.
I'll tell you what I'm more mad about. It doesn't bother me personally. I'm validating your feelings and everything like that. But there's a whole lot of other things that our tax dollars are going for that really make me hot. You know, like the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and how many billions that Obama has asked for, and the 20,000 troops that we're sending over there to Afghanistan. Now we can talk, you know. But
exactly, I understand that fact too.
Yeah.
But here in the state of Michigan, Michigan is such in turmoil right now with the auto industries and everything closing down that it's not a joke. People need to understand it. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. The government gives you this, but it's not free money. It's taxpayers, working man paying these taxes to support this situation where you can have food stamps and you can get your rent paid and you can get help if you're a mother with child. And it's not, people think it's a joke. It's a joke. They think it's free money, and it's not.
Well, I would say there are a certain percentage of people who here's I'm going to put it in a different way. I think the majority of people who get help from the government truly need it and truly use it for the right reason. So I would be interested. I think we're probably going to get a few calls in regard to your comments, Brenda and Warren. So thanks for calling the Night Call Show. Have a good night, okay? All right. Oh, very upset. All right. And I think we have a response to that from Lisa in St. Clair Shores. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? It's been an interesting show in the first 25
Brenda
minutes.
Either.
You what?
I didn't think it was Brenda from Warren either.
Okay. All right. But it was.
It was, absolutely. At any rate, I have a couple of comments since I've been listening to the show.
Yeah.
The first one was on the guy who was busting out Barack Obama.
Yes.
About what he had said. Did not turn that up. Anyways, my sister has Down syndrome. 47 years old. You know, come on. The man was not doing anything. I mean, he didn't mean anything in context.
He wasn't being malicious, right?
He wasn't being malicious, exactly. You know, and for everybody to be taking it so out of proportion,
yeah,
and trying to make it something that it's not, you know, cut it out.
Right, yeah.
You know, just
I hear
stop
you.
Already.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
People are looking for anything and stretching it. I mean, I got this thing, you know, I'm a Facebook addict. Are you on it?
Yeah, I do.
So, you know, I'm an addict and I'm on there and I have a certain amount of right-wing folks on there, the ones I haven't gotten rid of already, but who just post the most inflammatory things, like the video of Barack Obama speaking at a town hall meeting, and he couldn't get in a word edgewise because people were, like, going crazy because, you know, he's kind of a superstar.
Oh, sure he is.
You know, and so people were going crazy, and she said, proof that he can't read without a teleprompter. And it's like, okay, if you really watch that, you can see that people are hollering out, help us, you know, and kept interrupting him. It's not because the guy can't speak. That's just my personal example. So what else,
sure,
Lisa?
The Chrysler situation.
Yeah.
My husband and I both work for Chrysler. I have been disablededly retired from there. I got to tell you, man, the people need to start buying American-made vehicles and keep their butts out of the daggum Japanese cars.
Right.
If they would put their money into America and start buying American product, our issue would turn right around. Let me tell you something. We have more people that are retired from Chrysler's. They have their retiree list is much bigger than Honda's employee list.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a lot of people who are listening right now agreeing with you.
It's true. GM is the same. You know, and that's where, you know, we are, our retiree money, you know, is way bigger than their employee money is, you know, what they pay their employers.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are, you know, many who are retired from GM and Chrysler, and they live pretty good lives.
Well, sure, and they should because they, like Jay Leno said, Detroit made the middle class.
Right.
And people need to start standing up and saying, you know what? They're right. Detroit did make the middle class. Let's start supporting us.
Hey, did you go see Jay Leno?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. But if anyone did, I would love to hear more about that. Because
I heard it was great.
Yeah, I want some firsthand information. So 313-298-9743-248-398 WRAF. That's how that goes. Lisa, anything else?
Now, you know, you started going off about the Iraq war and stuff like that, and I'm pro-military. My husband did 20 years in the Navy. I have a son that's been to Iraq.
Wow.
And stuff like that.
And he's back.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Back. I'm glad to hear it. Oh, I'm glad to hear it, Lisa.
6 months ago, and he came home. But,
Now, is he going to have to go back, like, to Afghanistan? Or
actually, he was, but now he just got reassigned, and he's going out on a ship. So,
oh, is he?
Yep. They put Marines on ships every now and again, too. So, yeah, he won't be in harm's way for a while. So.
Well, I'm glad he's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's to that.
A good trope, so.
Ah, great. All right, Lisa. We can't agree on everything, you know.
Absolutely. Everybody has their own opinions. And that's the great nation this is. You know, we can voice our opinions, and I appreciate this show.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening.
Right on.
All right, Lisa. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, Lisa in St. Clair Shores. And, well, we have so much to talk about tonight, and we are covering it all. It's we call it a little bit of ADD radio around here. It works for us. Mike in Dearborn Heights, you want to talk about the government? That's a big subject.
Yeah, how you doing there?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I just want to talk about the government. You know, there's so many things that serves me and not, you know.
That what?
You know, just gets me mad, you know.
Oh, it gets you all riled up, huh?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I know you know those hippies?
Those hippies?
Yeah, sorry about that. But you know how they always talk about government conspiracies and all that stuff?
Oh, that's not... I'm a hippie, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. So they're the conspiracy folks.
There's a lot of hippies that talk about that, but...
Oh,
they're no friends of mine. What do you think about all those conspiracies and stuff?
I'm personally just not a conspiracy person. I mean, like Zeitgeist and all these other things, you know, but... Some of it, I get some things out of it. I'm not really down with that. You know, what about you?
Well, I'd like to see some proof, but...
Like 9/11 was an inside job?
Well, I've seen this thing in Money. It showed all the buildings, and it was really cool. I'd done it myself. I got it off the computer, and it really worked.
What was that called?
I'm not for sure, but you fold a bill, a $20, $5, and a $10 bill somewhere, and you get all the 9/11, you know.
Really? I haven't heard that one. That's a new one. Who else knows about that?
Check it out on the computer.
Okay. I'll look it up.
And I just want to say, you know, I live in Dearborn Heights.
Mm-hmm.
I smoke, you know, and the tax just keeps on going up and up.
On what? Oh, on cigarettes?
Yeah.
I know. What is it, like $7 or something?
Oh, yeah, for like Marlboro, you know?
Right.
If you want to get, you got to go and get the cheapest one, you know.
Aren't those kind of nasty?
Yeah.
But you got to do what you got to do, and, you know, nicotine is a serious addiction. You can't just, I mean, it's worse than heroin.
I guess it's good for the people, you know, who need to quit, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? It's what really sucks about the whole thing is that, you know, they're taxing the people. In general, it's true that more people who don't have a lot of money basically smoke, right? And
yeah.
So all of those people who already don't have a lot of money who smoke now are really suffering. It was, you know, it's just kind of a drag. No pun intended.
It's a real drag. You know?
Yeah, man. And, you know, and then a lot of people also, to save money, roll their own tobacco. And now they're taxing that. I think I heard 60%. And so now the people who are trying to save their money with that, aren't saving any money there.
Yeah, that's going up big time, too. I checked into that.
Yeah.
And is it true it's all Jennifer Granholm?
Oh, I wouldn't put it entirely on Jennifer Granholm. No.
I'm not saying that, but I
yeah. No. But, you know, everyone's ready to wail on her all the time anyway, so. But just throw that topic in with the rest of them. All right, Mike, thanks for calling.
All right, man.
You have a great night. Thanks for calling, Michael. Call again. All right. Let's go to, we're going to talk about Quiet Riot, for real. Hey, Jim. Jim,
oh,
Sterling Heights. How are you?
Hi, is this Jillian?
This is Jolene, yeah.
Oh, Jolene.
That's all right. No one ever gets it right. I'm used to it.
Oh, okay. I get confused with some of the girls on the Riff Radio.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I was on this station as a DJ for a very long time.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. And can you turn your radio down?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. So, you know, I've been around for a while, but now all I do over here is can you turn that down?
Oh, yeah.
Just okay. Listen. Talk to me in your phone. You can hear it that way.
Okay.
Is Night Call, and I thoroughly enjoy it. Did you turn it back up again?
I actually turned it off.
Oh, okay. That was weird. So
yeah,
what's on your mind, Mr. Quiet Riot?
I was just going to... I did want to talk about another topic, but
okay.
I was just thinking about... I met Kevin DeBrow, like, a few times in the past. He's one of my favorite singers since... I'm 35 years old, and I grew up on, like, all the heavy metal in the past. Like, it's so great that you guys play all that stuff.
Hey,
you know?
Did you know who you were talking to on the phone in the other room? That is the one and only Slayer from Midnight Metal.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to that show. I love it, you know.
Yeah, well, you can catch him tomorrow night at midnight right here on 101 WRIF.
Yeah, cool, because... I got into Death Angel this year, or 2008. I really like Death Angel now.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm really not a heavy metal gal.
Oh, you're not?
Al, don't be mad at me. The only reason I like it is because of Al.
Al?
Because of Slayer, yeah.
Oh.
You know, and there's some good political, not Metallica, but political heavy metal out there.
Yeah.
What else did you want to talk about? Anything that we've touched on? And why is your radio up again?
I don't have it on. I turned it off.
What is our feedback? Al, what is that? That's bizarre. Anyway.
I don't know, but I don't have to talk too long, but I was just gonna ask you how you felt about like strip clubs, and I go to the traffic light in Mount Clemens. I was wondering if the Riff people knew about that.
You know, it is the Riff. I imagine they do know about it. How do I feel about strip clubs?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, you know, Kid Rock talks about it in his songs, like,
yeah,
low life, and he takes strippers out to breakfast, and
yeah.
I just thought that, I don't know, I kind of like that stuff, too. And
you
I thought,
do?
I was just
what do you like about it?
I like actually the traffic light in Mount Clemens is really laid back. It's really a nice atmosphere. Everybody's nice, and I mean the people that work there, and it's just.
I bet those gals are really nice.
They are. They're pretty nice.
How much are you paying them, man?
I spent a lot of money over the last couple of years.
How much do you think? Like on a weekly basis, what are you throwing down?
Not that. I mean, maybe. I haven't been spending even $100 in the last couple of weeks, so that's not too much.
That's not too much, but, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't have, like, hopes when you, you know, maybe get a lap dance or meet these gals. They don't get your hopes up that you're going to end up, you know, being their boyfriend, do you, Jim?
Well, I did have a girl one time at Players. I met a, I met a girl, and I actually drove her in the car to work. And
you did?
Yeah, she was really cool, and I lost contact with her. I don't know what happened to her last summer, but she was really a good girl. And she kind of was my friend, and she kissed me and everything.
She did?
Was
she good on the pole?
What does that mean?
The stripper pole.
Oh,
that pole. I mean, it's not necessarily a family show, but I wouldn't go there.
Yeah,
was she pretty good at her craft?
I thought she was really good. She was really, really a nice girl, too, and she was really
yeah.
She lived right kind of close to me, too, actually.
Wow. Well, you know what I think? I think these women should be able to, I mean, kind of like Amsterdam, where they can unionize and they have health care and, you know, they have some benefits. I think that's what these ladies need.
Yeah. You think that it's kind of a good thing to do, like these clubs and stuff?
Well, I think it depends on who you are. I mean, what your moral level is, you know, where you... I personally, it doesn't really bother me. Now, I was married for a bunch of years, and I didn't want my ex-husband to go, to the strip clubs. But, you know, everyone's different. Some wives don't care. And for the single guys, whatever. I don't think it really does that much harm. I feel bad for some of the ladies, you know, because of the things they have to put up with. But, you know, they're making a living.
Hey, I'll tell you the truth. I never even had a real girlfriend my whole life. That's all I've done in the last 15 years. I've been to strip clubs.
You haven't been alone. You haven't been alone, Jim.
I'm not alone?
You're not alone because you have lots of friends at the clubs.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm trying to meet a real girl, like a normal...
Right.
A normal...
Okay, well, I would say, you know, maybe go to a concert, go to some concerts, go to some riff events. They say the produce section at the grocery store. I don't know. But, you know, you probably won't meet a real, you know, like serious girlfriend in those establishments.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. All right, Jim, thanks for calling.
Okay, Jillian.
Yes, you have a good night.
Yep, you too, Jillian.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, let's see. Frank from Clarkston has been waiting quite a while. He wants to talk about medical marijuana. Hi, Frank. Frank?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm excellent. You're live.
All right, I'm on.
You're on.
You said you wanted some questions answered about medical marijuana.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
Well, my brother and I have been putting on compassion clubs since the law came into effect here in Michigan. And I'd like to get some of that information out a little bit so that we can get some more people to attend the meetings where we encourage everybody to come out and find out what the law is all about.
Okay, now tell me what these meetings, compassion meetings?
Compassion club meetings.
Compassion club. And explain that to me, first of all.
Basically, you know, in the medical marijuana community, you have patients who are in need of the medical medicine to help them out. And then you have the caregivers who are the people that will grow for patients that aren't able to grow for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, because some people, I gotta say, just don't have a green thumb. No.
Well, not everybody just doesn't have a green thumb. Some people are limited on space,
and
might have apartments or something.
Probably too ill, right?
And too ill as well. You know, we have patients now. I'm also a caregiver, and I have patients with cancer, patients with degenerative bone disease, MS. If you get involved in it, you can really get a sense of fulfillment by trying to help some people out. A lot of the medications that these people are on make them nauseous, make them sick, or destroy their liver, and medical marijuana is a great benefit for a lot of these patients.
Absolutely. Now, how do you become a caregiver?
Becoming a caregiver, you have to have contact with a patient, or a patient will write. The state of Michigan has forms available, and when the patient acquires a prescription from a doctor to use medical marijuana to offset their illness, they have to identify you as a caregiver.
Okay.
So you would actually have to, like, meet up with a patient and then show them what you can do and everything so that you can supply them with what they need. And they fill out the form. There's a doctor form that needs to be filled out. There's a patient form that needs to be filled out. And there's a caregiver form that needs to be filled out. And once it's all filled out, it's sent to the state. And then at that time, you have to submit a $100 fee to the state. It takes about 15 days.
Hmm.
And then the state does some background checks on you to make sure that you've never been convicted of a felony involving any drug charges.
Ooh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, that's the only thing that kind of holds you back on it, being a caregiver. if you're a patient, that doesn't even take effect. If you've been convicted of a drug charge in the past, you can still be a patient.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Well, that's nice, really, you know? So how many people are you a caretaker for, or how many can you have, or how does that work?
The way that the law is designed is that a caregiver can be a caregiver for 5 patients, and out of the 5 patients, each patient is allowed 12 plants. So as a caregiver, you could actually grow 60 plants.
Wow.
For your 5 patients. Some people can grow 72 plants, depending if they're a patient themselves. You can be a patient caregiver.
Really? This is also, I'm amazed. I'm amazed that this is going on in the state of Michigan. I'm so happy about it.
I am too, and I am very happy about it because I don't like taking medicines myself. And a lot of the drugs that are out on the market, you know, from the pharmaceutical companies have a lot of adverse side effects to them that cause other problems.
Right, and like you were saying, liver damage. I mean, that's a very serious thing.
It sure is. And it's not a side effect that you want. You already got something very serious going on. Why do you want to have to risk your life even further to, you know, help yourself feel better? It's just not right. But we go through all the laws, and we go through helping patients learn how to grow their own medical marijuana on their own. We hook patients up with caregivers at these meetings that we go to. We have the Waterford Compassion Club. There's a meeting there that was going to come out on May 21st at 7 p.m., and we have one in Lake Orion on the Orion Library that's going to come out on the 16th of April.
Okay.
And everybody's invited to come. There's no charge. You just come in and you ask all the questions that you possibly want to ask and meet people that are in the same situation as you.
Okay, so how can people get information?
There's a website that as the law passed, took effect December 4th on MMMA, is Michigan Medical Marijuana Association.
Okay.
If you go to that website, they have forums there where patients can talk to patients or caregivers, and caregivers can talk to caregivers. There's all kinds of information about the law.
Okay.
It's just a really in-depth website, and that organization has been in other states and has come here to Michigan to help promote everything that's going on here.
Great. Well, thank you for the course in medical marijuana. And
well, I'd like to give you a lot more. And that Waterford Compassion Club always meets at the Waterford Library. And like I said, that one is on May 21st because we just had one there.
Okay, so once a month you have these meetings?
Once a month we have the meetings. And we go through all the different aspects of the law and how to stay within the confinements of the law. And so that everybody's legal and you don't have people out there doing the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Right, having too many plants or
whatever,
not doing it within the law.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a law for a reason.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, Frank. Hey, thanks for calling in. And will you please check back with us and let us know how it's going?
Oh, I sure will. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. You bet. Have a great night. Thanks for calling Night Call. 313-298-WRIF. 313-298-9743 if you'd like to call in. We, I don't know, we're all over the place, so whatever you want to talk about is fine. I have Steve in Westline. He's been waiting 20 minutes to talk. Steve, hi, welcome.
How are you doing tonight, Selene?
I'm doing fine. I'm lonely without Peter, but I have you guys, so that's the good news.
Well, I'm coming in here to give you a little protection here. It seemed like you had some wing nuts that wanted to take over the show when they found out the sub was in today. But, hey, listen.
Yeah. It happens all the time. It's okay. I mean, they're kind of used to me already, but, you know, I don't know. I can take it, but thanks for the help.
We had a nice little protest on Woodward Avenue in Jefferson yesterday afternoon.
Oh, this
is
the
New Way Forward.
A New Way Forward, and it was like Break Up the Banks, something like that, right?
Break Up the Banks.
Here I have in front of me the New Way Forward. It's kind of like a new MoveOn.org, isn't it? But different.
I'm not sure about it. I got hooked up with it through Facebook.
Okay.
And so I went on down there. I'm one of those people who've been going out to 9 Mile in Woodward for some years.
Were you there this last Monday?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, because I drove by and there were two guys out there, and I'm like, ugh, I love these diehard protesters. I mean, it just, right. I just want to weep. I get so excited. Just thank you for being there. Anyway, so what did you do down there?
Well, we probably had, I don't know, I'd say 50. It was a pretty good crowd.
That's pretty good.
And I think there's some people out there that are really trying to get through the message that there's a progressive ideal that helped shape this country, and it came out of, you know, this is nothing new. What's happening now? This is what happened consistently between the end of the Civil War and Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah, like back and forth, back and forth.
Right, and they understood that these executives, these bankers, these corporate giants, they saw this as thievery. You know, they called it thievery. It wasn't, oh, well, they're just such good people that they did such a good job that they deserve to make 700 times as much as their employees.
Right, yes.
But this always brings me back to the fact you had someone on talking about General Motors and Chrysler, and frankly, you know, I never hear mention in the media about GMAC Financial, GMAC Mortgage, GMAC Insurance, and we're left with this idea that somehow the taxpayers being forced to bail out the unions. You know, it has nothing to do with the unions. This were a bunch of guys that they found it more profitable to be Shylocks. They thought they were going to make a quick buck, and they ran their corporation into the ground.
Hmm.
And, you know, we talk about the backup pension plan that many companies pay into in case they go under, that pensions are still available. And just last week it was announced that the Bush administration took that whole fund and threw it in the stock market at its peak.
Right, yeah. Just another brilliant move.
So, you know, and still, until we start recognizing that what's going on is the two percenters at the top thieving from the whole of society.
Right.
You know, you can complain all you want about the taxes you pay. It's because rich people and corporations don't. You can complain all you want about anything you want. But it's about that 2% that just does not do their fair share. They're parasites on the rest of us.
Right. And
so we can...
Yeah, and have you heard about these... Okay, I do not watch Fox News because my blood pressure goes through the roof, right? I can't take it. But where I DJ within the company here on weekends, there's a DJ on before me who is, you know, a right-wing crazy man. And and he watches that damn Fox News. And there's something going on because the 15th is, what, 3 days away, taxes, and there's all these tea parties... Taxed enough already? Have you heard about these?
I have seen it, and I think it is such a joke.
It really is, and they're going all around the country. I mean, these things are everywhere.
Yeah, a bunch of people that don't understand, they're protesting so that the richest one-tenth of 1% can keep the tax breaks Bush gave them.
Yeah, absolutely. The sheeple. Because most of these people most of these sheeple who are doing this are clueless and feel that they need to worship the rich because therefore they're going to stay employed. It just isn't so. I mean, I've said it so many times. It's like a robot, you know. But anyway, Steve. Well, I'm glad that things were good. You guys had held signs. What else did you do?
We marched back and forth. We had a fellow on a blowhorn. We made some noise. We got some horn honking.
Great.
And we had some people speak out. And I think this was the first time. I think this is fairly new. This is something very new.
It is new.
I think maybe we can get the word out here.
Well, I hope so. A new way forward is what it's called, and I believe you can, well, just Google that. I don't have a website, but I would imagine it's probably like anewwayforward.org. So we'll be checking out. Maybe we'll see you at one of these events.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jolie.
Steve, thank you so much for getting out there and doing that. Yeah. All right. You too. And let's do one more quick phone call before we take some or go to a couple of commercials and go figure after that strip club comment. One of them's for a strip club. And if you are on hold, stay right there. There are a couple of slots open. We've got plenty of things that we're talking about. 313-298-WRIF. We'll take one call. It's Scott from Westland. Hey, Scott.
Oh, hi, Jolene.
What's up?
I wanted to talk about medical marijuana. And I guess what the bad news is,
I guess that I would, you know, want to deliver to people. Now, I voted for this medical marijuana law just to move the issue along, but I'm not very happy with it. But people need to know that even if you follow this Michigan law to the letter, it doesn't mean that you can't get busted by the federal authorities.
What are they going to bust him on?
Okay, well, basically, the leading case was Reich versus Ashcroft from the state of California.
Oh, John Ashcroft. Well, is this when he went in and took all the marijuana from the collective?
Well, yeah, exactly. Now, apparently, and I even discussed this on the phone with an assistant attorney general here at the state, in the state of Michigan, and I guess I'm going to have to do some more research on this. And actually, I would recommend that if he doesn't have this on his slate already, Peter ought to do a recorded interview with a criminal attorney about this. Because, okay, the thing is that Reich versus Ashcroft asserted the preeminence of federal law. So they basically said that the federal, you know, state of California, or no, the U.S. government has a law against marijuana, you know, growing marijuana, that the DEA and the FBI, et cetera, can go on enforcing it. However, I guess that under Reich versus Ashcroft, the state law enforcement doesn't have to enforce the federal law. So there are two excellent documentaries about this out now, one from National Geographic and one from MSNBC, where they went to California and, you know, a few other places. But they showed how basically right now you have two sets of law enforcement, you know, officers who are following two different sets of rules.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. It, exactly. And so that's why, even though I'm glad to see this, you know, medical marijuana law pass, I don't really need it personally. I don't need marijuana for medical reasons, and I don't smoke marijuana anymore.
Okay. Okay.
But see, the thing is it okay? Yes. I couldn't honestly say to anybody that, you know, that if, even if they follow the Michigan law to the letter, you know, get the card and everything like that, and follow all the rules, basically that they're not someday going to get the knock on the door from, say, the DEA for growing marijuana. Now, the Obama administration, I understand, announced that they aren't going to pursue members of state medical marijuana programs. But see, that basically leaves me with, you know, doesn't give me any sense of security, because basically you're still basically at the whim of federal officials. And if for any reason they decided, or if they just became suspicious that maybe you were growing too many plants or something like that, you know, again, you know, you're busted. So actually, I think actually that would be a good interview.
Yes.
Peter should line up a good criminal attorney and, you know, sort this out. I guess this gives me a chance to repeat my legalization policy. See, basically what I think, I'm not interested in medical marijuana in the first place because I don't need it for that purpose. And I want it legalized for recreational purposes.
Oh, you do?
What's radical about my...
I don't find it radical, but go ahead. Oh, but maybe you haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay. I have a no smoking legalization policy for marijuana, which basically that officially, if say the federal government legalized marijuana for recreational purposes, it would have a lot of the same restrictions that you have with alcohol, and definitely, you could still be busted for driving under the influence of marijuana, et cetera. You know, that would still be against the law. However, okay, technically, it would still be against the law to smoke marijuana in public. Because of the liability issue, that basically smoking anything, some people smoke clove cigarettes.
Right.
That's not good for you.
Right.
You know, and you can smoke on a water pipe and stuff like that. But the other thing is...
Okay,
actually,
Scott, I'm going to put you on hold real quick because I got to get these commercials in before midnight. Hold on real quick. We'll be right back. 313-298-WRIF.
This is Night Call on 101 WRIF. Peter will be right back with more of your calls right after this.
Unravel iPhone 3G at the iTunes Store. Download the free WRIF app. Connect with just one touch and listen to 101 WRIF from anywhere in the world.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Details at WRIF.com from 101.
I love my dog so much that I bought her own queen-size bed.
I love my dog so much that I let him pick the channels when we watch TV.
I love my dog so much that she gets the couch and I sit on the floor.
Yeah, well, I love my dog so much that when he chewed up my new shoes, I went and bought another pair just for him.
I love my dog so much that I send her to all American pet resorts.
Well, yeah, that just goes without saying.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
All American Pet Resorts, with locations in St. Clair Shores, Royal Oak, and Roseville, are like the finest hotels.
Your dog will love the expansive indoor and outdoor playgrounds. Plus, every pet gets their own suite. The resort is completely cageless and has 24/7 service, activities, and deluxe bedding. Check into All American Pet Resorts next time you vacation, need doggy daycare or grooming. In St. Clair Shores, Royal Oak, and Roseville. Go to allamericanpetresorts.com for a location near you. That's allamericanpetresorts.com.
I love my dog so much that I repainted my house his favorite color.
I love my dog so much that I let him use the paper before I read it.
Hello.
How are you?
It's Mike and Dre. Your Easter weekend, we'll see a Monday with a guy who is in enhanced swimsuits for guys so that you look pretty blessed when you come out of the pool, if you catch my drift. The problem is the name of the product. Wait till you hear it. It ruins the whole thing. All right. Happy Easter, everybody, from all of us. See you Monday with Mike in the Morning on 101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
Mike in the Morning on 101 WRIF. Most WRIF contests are open to legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old. Winners may win only one contest every 30 days or every 6 months for prizes worth $600 or more. Employees and their family of Greater Media Detroit, its advertising agencies, and other radio stations in the metro area may not participate. No purchase necessary. Prizes are not transferable, and rules are subject to change at any time. Complete rules are available online at WRIF.com or at the WRIF studios during regular business hours.
Everything that rocks.
We do not need to be afraid anymore.
From your iPhone 3G, download the free WRIF app in the iTunes Store. It gives you one-touch access to WRIF streaming live wherever you are. Get more details at WRIF.com.
The Red.
Your vote will be tallied, and no matter who wins, it's going to be one hell of a party. Wednesday, May 13th, WRIF presents the 2009 Ripple Rock Girl Finals live from the Fillmore Detroit. Throwing it out with Funny Cherry live. Plus, Saturday night, along with Bob Evil at Royal Bliss, we'll review your fabulous four finalists. Then, watch history in the making as one lucky woman is crowned the 2009 Rip Rock Girl. Tickets for the 2009 Rip Rock Girl Finals available now. Get them exclusively through LiveNation.com. Wednesday, May 13th, the 2009 Rip Rock Girl Finals from 101 WRIF.
The 101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. We're back with more Night Call on 101 WRIF Detroit. Here's Peter Werby.
Peter Werby is, he's out of town speaking at a conference, and, you know, I'll let him tell you all about that because he will be back next week, and we'll be back together again. It's always weird doing the show alone, but for some reason, every time I get in here alone, I don't know, the phone calls are, maybe it's because, I don't know, phone calls are crazy. That's all I have to say. And I love it, by the way. So 313-298-WRIF, 313-298-9743. You can talk about medical marijuana. You can talk about Obama, his dog, whatever you want to talk about. It's open lines, and there's a couple of open lines if you want to call in. And we were talking to Scott in Westland, and let's finish up with you. Scott, sorry to cut you off. Are you there? Oh, here you are. I'm sorry.
Okay. Here I am. So, again, my marijuana legalization policy for recreational use would be no smoking. That basically, to avoid the liability issue, and just because...
So what are you doing? Eating it?
Well, there's a lot of things that you could do with it. There's a lot of ways to ingest, you know, marijuana without smoking it.
Have you heard about the vaporizer?
I saw that actually, I think I saw that on the National Geographic special.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Ling, I think it's called Marijuana Nation. Maybe it's part of their Explorer series or something like that. I can't remember the exact title of the show, but
okay.
It was on National Geographic. And they showed someone who was in the California medical marijuana program, and they weren't smoking it. They were inhaling it, but they had this kind of vaporizer device, which,
yeah,
you know, was kind of interesting. But the point is that actually, okay, in this circumstance, yes, you could go into a supermarket or something like that if you're over 18 and, you know, buy, some marijuana, and it might be labeled, say, for baking purposes or something. Now, you could take it home and roll it up into joints if you wanted to in the privacy of your own home. But as I said, I really think that the smoking issue is the albatross around the neck of the legalization movement. I think that as long as you're trying to sell a new smoking product, when you see what's been happening to tobacco,
mm-hmm,
you know, with the tobacco settlements, and it's just so funny that every time that you walk into or start to walk into a restaurant, you know, even a really nice one, and it's really harsh weather, and there's always some person sitting out there with their one elbow in their hand and
outside smoking.
You wonder, when you first walk up to them, at first you wonder, why is that person standing out in the rain?
You know what? Here at our building, it's very smoker friendly. They have heaters outside.
Heat
lamps.
That's hilarious.
It's hardcore.
But no, the other thing that I would say is it what concerns me about this current state of the conflict between the state and federal law. In some circumstances, you have these regional drug task forces where you have the DEA and the county sheriff and, you know, the state police and everybody cooperate, say, to bust a meth lab or something, which actually I'm for. It's interesting. This is totally anecdotal, but you may even have this in the RIF archives, that actual recording of this, that back in 1969 or 1970, after a drug bust, the lead singer of The Doors, Jim Morrison, as part of a community service program injunction, you know, that he got, you know, for his drug bust, you know, he was convicted.
Yeah.
So he had to do some community service. So he actually did an anti-drug ad, but it was a speed kills ad. So you said, "Hi, I'm Jim Morrison, The Doors. Speed kills."
Wow. I've never seen that. Maybe it's online, YouTube or something.
Well, yeah. So I've heard it, actually, and so some collectors of, like, you know, novelties have it, and I think you might actually have it in your vault.
We might have it here. I'll ask Slayer, who knows everything that's in this computer. So,
but see, the point is it okay for sheer synergy and economy and effectiveness that okay, if you're going after say a meth lab or something like that, okay, that's great. But okay, that's because generally, you know, there is no dissonance between, you know, the state laws on methamphetamine and the federal laws. But okay, now, you know, with this marijuana thing, what are those people going to do? You know, where okay, they can't run around, they really can't cooperate in busting, you know, people growing marijuana, or it'll be twice as confusing. So actually, I'm actually puzzled that the Supreme Court left this situation like that. And I have to think that there must be some more room for litigation on this, because if you look at something like civil rights or wetlands or environmental laws, for instance, the state of Michigan has a much stricter, or at least it used to, but you had a much stricter Wetland Protection Act than the federal one, you know, but actually the federal, you know, Wetland Protection Act specifically allowed that. It said, okay, if states want to, you know, enforce stricter laws in this, they can. But okay, or even in the case of a civil rights law, you know, if a state like Alabama still has a Jim Crow law, is that really true that, you know, the state police in Alabama, you know, are still allowed to act as if Jim Crow is enforced? That doesn't sound right. So this idea that somehow, while upholding the federal law, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court, they upheld the federal law, the idea that somehow that didn't automatically void the California law in Reich versus Ashcroft, I'm really puzzled by that. And actually, I have more homework to do on this, actually. It's I don't have much more to say than that.
Okay.
Go back and hit the books.
Well, when you hit the books and you figure it out, you know who to call.
Okay.
All right, Scott. Good to talk to you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I think Scott needs his own talk show, don't you? That guy can chit-chat. All right, John from Livonia, you've been waiting a long time.
It hasn't been that long.
Well, you've been waiting. Thank you for being patient.
My comment is on the guy that was talking about the strip club.
Yeah, he asked me what I thought about strip clubs.
You know, you're not going to meet a girl at a strip club. I mean, they got their sugar daddies. They got their money coming in. They really know how to pry those dollar bills out of your pocket.
Did you like when I said, and I bet they're really nice to you?
Oh, they always warm up and stuff. You know, I don't mean to brag. I started dating when I was 17 years old. By the time I hit the age of 33, I had gone out with 25 different girls. I mean, I like to date, you know.
Yeah.
Put on some nice clothes, put a few dollars in your pocket. We'll bring some money extra in case the date keeps going. But there's no trick. Just treat them well. You meet them at work. I was a courier for 8 years, and I used to go to restaurants and bars and banks, and I went out with a couple girls here and there. And this is the classic line, after 3 dates, it either flies or dies, because the girl's going to tell you, I'm not much of a dater.
Really?
Yeah, I like to date. You know, I'm 48 now. I'm still single.
You're a bachelor.
Yes, indeed. And I just come and go, and, you know, know. And
you're not going to let a woman take you down.
Say what?
You're not going to let a woman take you down.
I don't know. I've got this girl going for 3.5 years, and she's a good friend, and we get along real well. I get to ask her out. She's a little younger than me, but I'll see her on Tuesday, and I go there, and I tip her well. She comes to my table. We talk, have a few drinks.
Oh, at a strip club?
No, at a regular bar.
Oh, okay.
And anyways, and then she goes around and waits on a different table. I give her a hug and a kiss and a nice tip, and I'll see you next week, and it's just like the end of the day.
Well, you know, it's also kind of safe.
Yes.
It's safe, don't you think?
Well, I won't mention her name, but when I go to the table, I get there early before the restaurant starts filling up, and she's comfortable. She's at work. She's got friends around. You know, I never date a waitress. I almost date. My one golden rule is no waitresses, no strip clubs, or no bartenders.
Why?
Well, it doesn't go nowhere. I mean, I tried to ask out this waitress, and I went back a couple days, and she says, "Well, I can't go out with you." And then I thought, "Oh God!" So I walked out. And the next day, I went to go see her, and she called the police on me. 3 cops hustled me out of this bar. This was like around 15 years ago. And I'm thinking, man, what
So you've been freaked out ever since. You're scarred by the waitress, John.
Yeah, the waitress. I never dated a waitress. That's the golden rule. But after that incident where she called the police, my dating circle on that one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's interesting.
A girl in a strip club, unless she got lots of money and she's got a cocaine habit or something.
Oh, my. Well, I hope he's still listening. He'll take your advice. Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye now.
All right. When Peter's away, we'll talk about just about anything, won't we? Harold's in Detroit, and he wants to talk about everything. Harold?
Oh, shit. Excuse me. I didn't. It cut off my name. It didn't say Harold from.
You're Harold from Detroit. It's okay. I fixed it. But just remember, if you call into the show, keep
that,
it clean,
it
man.
Tell me who my name was. It just said from Detroit, and the only reason why I knew it was me was because it said I want to talk about everything.
Yeah, that's a lot.
We got off on the wrong foot.
No, we're okay. Let's start over. Okay. Hey, everyone, it's Harold from Detroit. You want to talk about
how you doing?
Everything.
Julene, long-time listener, first-time call.
Well, my gosh. What is it about me that brings out the first-time callers? I don't know.
It's about to be clear. You and I are friends on MySpace and Facebook.
We are?
Yes, we are. And I'm the guy who originally was like, wait a minute, someone's deluding the show of Peter Werby, you know?
Oh, yes. Who is this chick, right?
I said his, though.
Who's the hizzo? Right.
I'm also the guy who got kicked off his inheritance from Grosse Pointe for voting for Obama.
Yes, I know who
you
are.
So you remember all that.
I remember.
Okay,
yes.
So all that text is written on MySpace.
I mean, we have a lot in common. I have a very conservative family.
I know.
But I'll tell you the difference is I haven't been, I haven't been cut off. So,
yeah.
No,
I'm going to have to make it on my own way, Plus, everybody, even the rich these days, are running out of money.
That's true.
Unless you're in the upper echelons of society, you're getting hit.
Yeah.
My parents were upper middle class, and they're getting hit hard.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
And do you not talk to them anymore?
Actually, my mom's birthday is coming up in a couple days, so I hope she doesn't hear that I'm on the air.
So you're going to see her. Now, do you celebrate Easter? Did you go over for that?
Well, I had to work, so I got time and a half. I'm lucky I still have a job.
And you're lucky you're getting time and a half. Who can say that anymore?
Well, time and a half on nothing is still nothing.
I hear you, brother.
I wrote a script for this interview or whatever. It's not an interview, but I was really nervous because it's my first time calling.
You don't sound nervous.
Well, I had a gin and tonic earlier. But I just wanted to
courage in a bottle.
I just also wanted to repeat your recaption on the fish full of drugs thing where it said, we found a fish in the water supply containing all the medicines dealing with high blood pressure, bipolar disorder,
depression,
sexual dysfunction,
yeah.
And then you said, no wonder, my blood pressure is now fine, no headaches, and I'm not depressed, but I absolutely cannot get rid of this hard-on.
This erection. I still have it. I have it right now. I can't get rid of it.
I just want to say that's the funniest thing I ever heard. And then I also want to say that you can't go touting around the word that you and Peter continuously use, sheeple, and then say you're not a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, now listen, though. That is going to be a red flag to people that are conspiracy theorists, because that is the prime word from William Cooper, okay, who wrote Behold a Pale Horse. And the word sheeple means you're ripe for the slaughter and for the shearing.
Okay.
And that's going to turn a lot of us crazy guys on.
Okay, well, here's the deal, though. Like, my definition of sheeple are people who just aimlessly follow the leader.
Okay, well, he's got a little bit more of a complex pyramid.
I should say, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, to people that do read all that stuff, it's going to send a signal, which is why you might be getting so many calls saying, what do you mean you're not a conspiracy theorist?
And I'm not. I really am not.
Okay, well.
I swear.
I work both sides of the road. You know, I read pretty much everything I can get my hands on, which is also another thing that Billy Cooper recommended someone doing. You know, read everything you can.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's another interesting story. I get all your podcasts for free, and then I decided, well, maybe I should see what the other side's saying, you know, and I tried to get some of Rush Limbaugh's stuff. You have to pay for him.
Oh, he is such a creep, isn't he?
So I don't even know what the other side's thinking.
Well, you know what?
You have to pay for it.
You don't even need to listen to that guy.
I don't. I just keep listening to you guys.
Yeah, don't pollute your beautiful brain.
And then I had one final point.
Okay.
I love your music, including your main hit, This Pile of Lies.
Oh, yeah, Baghdad and Beyond. Yeah.
Awesome. You're totally awesome. I love those hippie pictures with you smelling the flowers on your MySpace page.
I'm a hippie, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Harold.
Okay.
All right.
Well, neither am I, but I have to know what they're thinking.
Okay. Well, listen, you just let me know then, all right?
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking right now, I think you are an extremely attractive woman.
And I got hit on live on the air. Harold, that is classic. I love it. Was that in your script?
No, I kind of improvised at the end.
All right.
And with that, I will take my leave. I'm blushing right now.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, and congratulations on being a first-time caller. Don't make it the last.
Okay, no, you broke my on-the-air cherry.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you. I hope it does.
All right, Harold. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, and we have Chad in Brownstown who called 313-298-9743, 313-298-WRIF. There's an open line if you are wanting to respond to any of this craziness that's going on tonight. Hey, Chad, you wanted to talk about the dollar bill conspiracy crap, as you say.
Yeah, I've actually seen it done before, but it was done with a $20 bill. I've seen it done before, and it looks like a tower with fire coming right out of the top. Nothing coming out of the sides, just coming right out of the top. It's because, you know, there's bushes on the back of the $20 bill. I've seen it done before, but I've tried to do it myself, and it's never happened.
Oh, really? Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I'm not even joking. I was like, whoa. This was like right back after it happened. God, that would have put me in eighth grade.
Like over the edge?
Yeah, I was like, dude, no, but... Funny thing is,
will you explain what the conspiracy is? That you can take the twenty dollar bill, and what do you do?
And you fold it a certain way. I think you got to start by folding it in half lengthwise.
Okay.
You fold it in half a few times and do something with the corners. I've never been able to do it myself. I'm sure you could probably find it on YouTube. You can find anything on YouTube.
True.
But it can be done. I have seen it done.
Really?
And
well, first you got to have a $20 bill. Now, that's tough to find these days.
I thought there was something with the five. I think someone showed me. Maybe, but I know as a fact that you can do it with a $20 bill.
Okay, so you are not a conspiracy guy, or you are. You tried it.
I've seen it. I've tried it, but I'm like, come on. You know, I work with a few Arabic guys, extremely Americanized. You know, they're cool guys. They've actually worked as interpreters for the U.S. military over there.
No kidding.
And I work with them now, and a few of them are like, oh, yeah, we're going back over there in a couple months. I guess they make a hell of a living, you know.
Well, they got to pay a lot of money to go over there.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
You know? I mean, when you work at those conditions, and they do pay a lot of money, which I don't even get me started on that.
No, but he actually ran it by me the other day. Oh, you think
you think it was the people over there that bombed you guys? No, it was George Bush. They don't like George Bush.
Right.
Arabic people do not like George Bush.
There's very few people who like George Bush.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Mind you, it was us that elected him for a second term anyway, so who are we to really say?
You're using us a little bit loosely.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Right, Chad?
Well, maybe we went blindly into the voting booths or something, but, you know, with our eyes shut or something. Who knows? That's off topic.
Who knows?
But, yeah, they go, oh, yeah, you think that was the Arabic people or whoever it may have been. They go, yeah, it was all George Bush. They go, get out of here.
Well, they're mad at George Bush. I mean, you know, like, this is the thing. These terrorists, or, you know, Osama bin Laden, they are angry at the West.
Right. And they go, these guys that I'm talking, you know, the guys that I work with, they go back there frequently. They have family over there.
Wow.
And they always have girls over there hanging on them. And if anyone found out over there that they spoke perfect English, oh, they said they'd be killed right on the spot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting to hear it right from people who go there or from there, you know?
Yeah. And they go, we have to be really careful not to slip with English, even, you know, to the people closest to us.
Right.
They say it's really good to have a big family over there because you're a lot safer.
Wow. I have never heard any of that. That's interesting. All right, Chad. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. No problem.
Right.
Thanks. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, you bet. Call again. We appreciate you calling into the show.
Because
you guys are the ones that are making it happen, and that's why we call it a phone-in talk show. Stephen Warren, legalized marijuana all around, huh?
Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to, that guy, he needs to do a little more research and quit talking out of his, you know what.
Oh, you mean Scott? Scott from Westland?
Yeah, I kind of got fed up and I almost hung up because I was so,
Really? Well, so see, but now you're able to vent. This will be better this way. Don't hold it in.
Some guys need a hug in life, but.
Right, whatever. I hear
you. But yeah, I I'm in town for the weekend. I live in Southern California, and pretty much the biggest gripe that I have with the whole not legalized thing is the fact that our federal government treats it like you're a criminal for like smoking a joint, you know. On anywhere. And I think that, you know, there's a big difference between smoking a little joint and, you know, dealing 500 pounds of grass, you know, big time difference. And I think once that line doesn't get skewed anymore, then, you know, we'll start to see some change. But the biggest thing, you know, living in California that, some articles and stuff I've read is how much money goes into our prison system.
Oh yeah, the prison industrial complex.
And incarcerating these people for like the most minuscule of like offenses, you know, and you took that money and you saved it and you let all those people, you know, not get locked up so much more for, you know, based on state legislature like they should do, and you'd see they'd save like $5 billion a year or something outrageous. And on top of that, if they say where they're going to talk, I read an article, it's $50 an ounce they wanted to tax the federal government.
Really?
They'd make like $50 billion or something like the first year alone.
Yeah, when they realize that it could be a big money maker, right?
Yeah, and we're starting to go down that road, you know, slowly but surely. At least they're talking about it. You know, in the last 8 years, it was like, oh, we got bigger fish to fry. So it's all one big conglomerate. And it's easy to pick on the stoners because, you know,
right.
You can see them walking a mile away. And it's harder to pick out the coke heads and the crack heads and everything because they're a little more, they got to be a little more discreet about their drugs. And, you know, there's a lot more potheads out there than there are those other guys. And, to keep them all together lumped as one entity, I don't buy that. And, you know, I'm happy to see, starting to see the
light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that line getting, you know, skewed a little bit more. And, you know, the first, you know, first 100 months, 100 days in a president's term, they're already talking about, you know, legalizing it in certain aspects.
Right.
And I think if, you know, I think of, hey, we just bide our time, you know, and let things go. And, you know, the biggest thing, though, I guess, going back to my original argument living in Southern California, you can get a card for just about anything, any sort of ailment you have. You could say my knee hurts from when I was a kid. I scraped it. Right.
And they give you one?
Yeah, they'll give you, and it's no big deal. And you walk into any store and you get the same sort of gear you could as if you were, you know, buying from your local street pharmacist.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's safe. It's not, you know, it's over the counter. It's just like a regular prescription. And I don't have one myself, and I know people who do, and it's just stress-free not having to worry about, you know, oh, do I know this guy, and, you know, should I trust him and everything else.
Right.
And, you know, I think if they could do that on a more, you know, a more fiscal level for countrywide, not just California, but countrywide, I think it'd be the greatest thing this country has seen in a while. They'd make, you know, they'd make billions. I mean, I can't tell you how much money they make, and they just, that's what's kind of driving this whole thing now.
Yeah. Well, interesting. So you live in California?
Yeah, I live outside Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. So did you go there for work?
Yeah, I transferred for my job last couple years, and I've been there about 2 years now.
Okay, yeah, because that's, you know, going out of state for jobs is happening a lot. One of my neighbors works in California because he can't find any work here.
Yeah, I lucked out. I had work and everything. But it's over the same company. It's just something that, you know, one of the things that I've kind of taken notice to and read up on, you know, it's no big deal out there. And it's, I think if, you know, California leads the way, everybody else will follow. And I'm really hoping that Michigan should take suit everybody else.
I'm just happy we've gotten this far. But I really appreciate you calling in, and thanks for listening while you're in town.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Steve. Have a good night. Well, now morning, I should say. Okay, let's keep on going. 313-298-9743. A couple of open lines and still another half hour of the show to go. So let's go to Mick in Schwartz Creek. Schwartz Creek, where's that?
Schwartz Creek, it's about 40 miles north or 70 miles north of Detroit.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
You want to talk about Ticketmaster?
Yeah. I went down yesterday to buy tickets for AC/DC.
Oh, yes.
Down to Palace.
Yes, man.
Right. Once I get to Palace, it's like a quarter to 10, I find out that all these seats are blocked out by Ticketmaster. All the main floor and the six sections that are the best sections on the lower bowl, front of the stage, are all blocked out.
No kidding.
Now, I thought Ticketmaster was all about whoever got online or whoever went to a Ticketmaster outlet.
Right.
Got the best serve or, you know, best tickets available.
Yeah.
No. They
not
give me
so
a,
much.
No, they give me a flyer right at the door and said that all these seats are blocked out.
And that was right when it opened.
Right when it opened.
Mm.
And so all I could get down at the Palace was whatever was available other than the tickets that were blocked out. So there was like 5,000 tickets that were blocked out by Ticketmaster.
Now that's kind of a big drag.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard, but you know what? I bet I could find out.
It was like the three sections on each side of the stage.
Yeah, and those are good. Those are good seats, like the 100, I think that's the section.
Yeah. 112,
yeah.
113, 114, whatever, and all the main floor was blocked out. And they give me the flyer, and I thought that, I said, why am I down here for this? Because Ticketmaster is going to block it out. And, and on the flyer it says if you go to Ticketmaster.com, you can get those tickets available in this blocked out area, which was premium. They call it premium seat.
Right.
But they were all $92.50.
Wow. And what did you get? Where are your seats?
I wound up with section 116, which was outside the blocked-out area, which is not a
still
bad
pretty
section.
Good.
Pretty good section. But the fact is that I was like 30th in line, and after the fact, 3 hours later, I got on Ticketmaster.com, and I could have got seats better than what I got at down at the Palace.
No,
I could have got him in. I could have got him in section 114, but I had to pay the $12.60 per ticket, the service charge they wanted.
Ooh.
To get those tickets.
Mm.
Now, I think that's what they're coming to, that they want everybody to go on Ticketmaster.com and buy the tickets and pay that service charge and avoid going down to the palace or wherever it's at, wherever the venue that's having the show at, and where you don't get the service charge.
That's very interesting.
So I don't appreciate that at all. I mean, because there was a thing several years ago where they had the venues would print these tickets up in advance.
Yeah.
And they would block out several tickets. And they would have the best tickets available. And when you walked up to the ticket window, the tickets were already pre-printed. Well, then Ticketmaster said, well, we got to make this fair. We got to make this fair for everybody. So let's open it for everybody and let's not pre-print tickets out. Well, why is Ticketmaster blocking out all these seats?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's a good question, and I appreciate you calling. But, hey, have fun at the show.
Well, I want to enjoy it. No matter where I'm at, I mean, I'm at one section, section 116. But anyways, I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate the Ticketmaster's kind of monopolizing the whole thing and saying, well, you're going to pay this premium price or this extra charge to buy a ticket. I mean, because even if I had been a Ticketmaster outlet,
yeah,
other than the Palace, I would have paid that $12.60, and I would have been blocked out.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Boy.
And that's ridiculous. I mean, I would have been blocked out, and I would have been put up in some other section, whatever, when I could have went on Ticketmaster.com, which I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ahead of time. So I'm sitting there in line. I don't have my laptop with me, so I can't get on Ticketmaster.com and find out, well, can I get a better seat somewhere else and pay an extra, you know, $12.60 a ticket?
Right.
You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear you, man. All right. Well, you know, now we know, and still have fun at the show. It'll be
okay.
Worth it.
Okay. Do they do that every show?
I really don't know. This is the first I've heard of it, so we'll look into it.
Well, I've got the flyer, so, and I've got the layout, and I would like to know myself, because if they do that every show, I would just sit at home and go to Ticketmaster.com and you know, log on online.
Well, call them. Call them and ask for management.
Okay.
All right. You bet, Mick.
Okay. Okay,
take care. Bye-bye. And, AC/DC coming to town. Jeff in St. Clair Shores, conspiracy theories, and schools. Are you talking about the Detroit schools?
No, I'm talking about St. Clair Shores, any school, really.
Okay.
But first, the conspiracy theory. I got people, you know, all these people that talk about the conspiracy theory on 9/11, that it was an inside job, it's a load of BS, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They say that it was an inside job. They planted bombs in the World Trade Centers.
Right.
And as they were falling, they saw the windows being blasted out. And that's why they think there was a bomb. Well, that's not true. It's because the buildings were falling apart from the inside first. Because the buildings were falling apart from the middle, that's how they fell just straight down. Otherwise, they probably would have just crumbled on each other and burned even more buildings.
Right, right.
You know?
Have you watched the Zeitgeist?
I'm sorry?
Have you watched, there's a conspiracy video online called Zeitgeist. You might be interested in that. It's kind of a, you know, and you'll sit there and poo-poo that too, but if you ever have the time, check it out. A lot of people call in about it.
Yeah, you know, I just think it's a little crap that how they think that, but it really just fell apart from the inside first because all the fire-resistant bars or whatever, they melted and it just fall apart. It's all happened.
Right.
There was no bomb that was planted. There was no inside job about it. So I just really want everybody to stop talking about it. I mean, you talked to my mom earlier, Lisa. She, you know, my brother's over there fighting, you know, against terrorists and everything like that. And we're very pro-military family. So
mm-hmm.
I plan on joining the Navy when I graduate next year.
Wow.
So, you know.
Hmm. Well, listen, good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Also, I got the schools.
Oh, yeah, the schools. Real quick, and I got to hit my commercials, and I have a bunch of calls that I got to get in before the end of the show. But go ahead.
The schools, like, okay, I go to an alternative school. The reason being is because, really, I messed up in school because I didn't do any homework and all that.
Okay.
I was the oddball. But,
well, you know what? School is the way that a lot of the schools are. I can see why people are unfocused, you know. I taught school around here and substitute taught. I can't blame them for not wanting to or not being able to focus, you know.
Right. But, like, what really ticks me off on this is that, like, I'm a really smart kid. I can get A's and B's on tests and quizzes, no issue. Just my whole problem is doing the homework. And
right.
When you got schools, like, I went to Lakeshore. That's when they judge you on doing homework. Okay, you can do all the homework, all the work, and get 100% on all the homework, but you fail every single test or quiz, and you pass no problem with like a D or something like that. But if you pass all the tests and quizzes with an A, you know, fly through the exams, and you don't do any of the homework, apparently you're stupid and you have to fail.
Well, that's man, I don't know what to say about that.
You know what,
but you're doing okay now, right?
Well, yeah.
So this is working better for you.
Yeah. The alternative school is definitely working a lot better. I get A's and B's in them and all my classes now because they don't give out homework. So
right. See, well, they understand the needs, your needs, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great, Jeff. Well, good luck to you in everything.
Okay, can I say one more thing real quick?
Sure.
Lakeshore High School recently had four kids that died in a drunk driving accident. Do you know about this?
It was horrible.
Okay. I didn't exactly personally know Devin Spurlock, but I knew of him. I talked to him. He was more of like an acquaintance to me.
Okay.
Really, drunk driving now is a huge issue. I would like to shout out to anybody who is out there drinking. Please do not drink and drive. It is, okay, I just kind of lost a friend in a way.
Yeah.
To drinking and driving. And on the way home, you know, coming home, I saw already three drunk drivers driving, and one of them almost got into an accident, so.
Yeah, weaving all over the roads. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's very scary,
yeah.
And you know what? You don't have to, just, if you want to drink, just go to the liquor store and go home.
Right.
If you're even thinking about driving, just don't do it.
And if you do have to absolutely go home because you're outside partying or something, call a taxi cab.
Yeah.
Do not drive home.
Right.
Okay.
Or a friend.
Yeah.
I mean, my next door neighbor doesn't drink. And he,
right.
If I need a ride, he's like, come on, you know?
Right.
And so you find a buddy. Buddy up and drive each other around. All right. Thanks for those good words, Jeff.
Yep. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. And,
yep, you too.
And once again, good luck to you. Okay, a quick commercial break. I have Andy in Highland, Pamela in Waterford, Chris in Canton, Don in Farmington Hills, John in Monroe, and it could be you, 313-298-WRIF.
This is Night Call on 101 WRIF. Peter will be right back with more of your calls right after this.
Unwrap life on 3G at the iTunes Store. Download the free WRIF app. Connect with just one touch and listen to 101 WRIF from anywhere in the world.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Details at WRIF.com. From 101.
You may have seen her on Oprah or The View. We're talking to Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center, about a powerful free tape she's giving away to help people discover a way to leave anxiety and depression behind for good. Lucinda, what are some of the symptoms of anxiety?
Worry, fear, depression, insecurity, low self-esteem. I suffered with anxiety and depression for over 20 years. When I was at my lowest point, I was curled up in a ball on my living room sofa, afraid to live and afraid to die.
Wow. So what's the biggest anxiety myth?
I think the most challenging thing about working with people with anxiety and depression is that many of them think they're victims of their emotions. They think they'll always be worrisome, fearful, and depressed.
But that's not true.
There's real drug-free help that has the potential to last a lifetime. Millions of people have called for this wonderful free tape.
Okay, to request your free tape, call 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-335-4191. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptics out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. And when you call now, we'll also send you our Green Tea Moisturizer, a feather-light serum that absorbs instantly to deliver deep hydration for free. Call 1-800-335-4191. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put Proactive to the test, and we'll prove it. Get your free soothing green tea moisturizer with your risk-free 60-day trial by calling now. 1-800-335-4191. 1-800-335-4191.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe clogging lime scale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Lime scale deposits block the heating element, which costs you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove lime scale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy. With HydraCare, the patented device used worldwide. See for yourself at bestsoftwater.com. You simply clip HydraCare to your main water pipe. HydraCare removes and prevents lime scale buildup in your entire plumbing system. Guaranteed. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances and save money with HydraCare. Just go to bestsoftwater.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit bestsoftwater.com. That's bestsoftwater.com.
Peter and Jolene, you're listening to Night Call, the Riff's award-winning talk show on 101 WRIX.
Gone this week, but we'll be back together next week, as we like it to be. And we're going to get your phone calls in here before the top of the hour. So if you want, if you have an opinion or something you want to bring up or talk about something someone has already brought up, now's the time to do it. 313-298-WRIF. Let's go out to Pamela in Waterford. Pamela, hi. Welcome.
I have a comment about these car dealerships. Here they are begging the government for money. They're in a deficit or whatever. And my daughter has been down to the car lot last year. She has a job, 4 years, salary. She had $1,000, and they turned her down.
Oh, yeah, I've been hearing a lot about this. People just aren't unable to get loans.
Yeah, well, aren't they supposed to be moving these cars? Thought you needed money.
Right, yeah. And
okay, so my daughter gets turned down last year, so she goes to a used car lot. Well, of course they gave her one.
So yep. What was the percentage?
Made every payment on time and everything. She went to a car lot last week. They turned her down again.
No kidding.
Now, how are you turning her down? She's had her car 13 months, never missed a payment on time and everything. Been at a job 4 years, salary, and they're still turning people down. I thought they needed to move these cars.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How does the government feel about that? Got to give them money, but yet they're turning people down for cars.
Yeah, it's just a really weird situation. And I know someone who is trying to get a house, and he's approved. You know, he makes it actually quite a bit of money, and he's trying to get a mortgage. They have some pre-approval, but the bank says, we don't have any money to give you.
Oh, let me tell you about that. First off, the guy, and this latest turn down was Jim Galling up 59 there, because my daughter works in White Lake. The guy that did the paperwork and it talks to you at the desk.
Yeah, it's F&I, finance and insurance guy.
That guy, he tells her he didn't even put it through the bank. He turned her down before putting it through the bank. The bank people didn't turn her down. They don't even know about her. So it's people like that, the middle guy, that's causing the deficit. I mean, come on, what are you turning her down for? We asked him, we want on paper why you turned her down, and he won't give her one.
Really?
Yes. Well, we patiently waited.
Yeah.
Talking in circles, not giving you what you want. I mean, how are you personally making the decision? It's up to the bank. And he flat out said, I didn't even put you through the bank. So what's going on here? The point of making payments on time for 13 months is supposed to be building credit. What's happening?
Yeah.
That's moving these cars.
Very frustrating. I'm sorry that it's happening to your daughter. And, you know, is she going to try any other auto dealerships? Or?
Well, we talked about it. Now, this is the route we're going to go.
Okay.
Forget those payments. You know what? When you get your taxes this year, because she gets like $6,000, cash out something for $4,000 or $5,000. Just forget the payments. Just forget there are nice rides out there.
There are.
Cash them out for 32, 38, you know?
Yeah, and just drive it till it goes no more.
Until it dies.
Yeah, and you know, the insurance will be less.
Yes.
And she won't have payments. I think that's a good idea.
We're not the only ones thinking like that. That's why they're not moving cars.
Yeah. Yeah. But
people rather go for a used car and be out from under those. And just personally, my point is, how are they turning down people when you need to move those cars?
Yeah.
What are these commercials going, zero down, bad credit, we don't care, we'll sell you a car.
Right.
That's a lie.
And then there's the commercials who say, you think you can't get a loan anymore, but you can. And then you get there and you can't.
Exactly.
You know?
So frustrating. She was crying and everything. She was patient all year, making them damn payments, thinking, cool. She didn't think she was getting an 09 or nothing. She just wanted to upgrade. She wanted another minivan, you know?
Yeah, something just a little newer.
They're going to turn her down. Been at her job 4 years. I don't understand it, and it's just not fair to the young people that are at work trying to pass something, and people like that middle guy who didn't even approach the bank, just turning her down.
It's like no matter what, we can't win sometimes.
No,
right?
It's bad.
It is too bad.
But that comment, and have a good night.
Okay, Pamela, thanks for being patient on and waiting on hold for so long.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye. And let's see, Andy in Highland has been waiting. Oh, my, 27 minutes. Sorry, Andy. Hi.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm for a living wage and for, you know, socialized medicine, health care in this country. And I'm all for a helping hand, but I'm not for a handout. And I just wanted to run a hypothetical situation by you. It won't even take 2 minutes, and I want to hear what your response is to it, if that's okay.
All right.
Hypothetically, if there, in 1950, let's suppose there was a company called the All American Market, and it was very much like a Kroger's. Things are going really good, and by 1985, they have 12,000 stores nationwide. But then also in 1985, the Baggers of America, which is a bag boy union, is implemented. Now let's suppose it's 2008, there's now only 9,000 stores, and they're asking for a bailout like the big three. Let's say the managers are getting between $12 and $18 an hour. The office people are getting, say, like $14 to $20 an hour. The cashiers and stock people are getting $9 to $12 an hour. And they kind of like their job. Everything's going good. But all of a sudden, we find out they're there for the bailout, but the bag boys now, because of the union, are getting $28 an hour. Plus, they have a job bank set up like the UAW.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm asking you, a lot of people working for this company would say, hey, there were people that are retired that didn't have anything to do with this. If we don't give them the bailout money, they'll lose retirement. And I'm sure there would be good workers that were working there. But should we give them the bailout as is, or should they have to restructure, and should that union have to make a concession? I mean, it's $28 an hour, too much for a bag boy to be making, and should they really be setting up job banks, too?
Mm, boy. You know, that's... I would have to think on that one for a little bit, and to be honest with you, you know who you need to be asking this question, who is the union, you know, expert, is Peter. So, you know what, I'm going to chat with him about it. We'll talk about it, maybe we can talk about it next week. I liked it.
No, I was going to say this, because he kind of actually just cut me off really quick when I actually tried to talk to him. I would talk for like 2 sentences, and he would talk for like 3 or 4 minutes, and I never really even got to say what I wanted to say. You at least let me get out the hypothetical, but
yeah.
I was also...
Well, I'll give you a hint. When you call Peter, and he's going to probably listen back to the show, so hey, Peter. When you call Peter, like, just go into it. Don't even set it up. It's going to take me 2 minutes, because he gets anxiety.
Oh.
Don't put a time on it, and you'll be cool, man.
But what I was going to say, though, too, is that, you know, suppose the union members started saying things like, you know, if the all-American market goes bankrupt, Barack Obama will be responsible for the layoff of 9 million workers. You know, and I've heard, like, UAW members start to say stuff like that, and I think it's unfair for them to make accusations like that. It's not Barack Obama's fault. It's nobody's fault that the big three are suffering other than themselves. I admit the CEOs made mistakes, but the union's not helping either. They have to actually take concessions. Like that gal said, cars aren't selling. Well, if you go and look at the price of the Model T when it first came out, and compare it to prices today, it would have been $7,000. It would be nice if the American car companies made cars that people can actually afford, but they can't with the high wages they're making.
Well, I have to say that this is a pro-union show, you know, and I won't do the whole Peter diatribe of the importance and how hard the people work to get the rights, and if, without that, without those rights, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have excelled in life and would be working in horrible conditions and on and on and on. But I sure appreciate your call, Andy.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Don in Farmington Hills. How to do the $20 bill. That sounds kind of risque. Don?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Good. What's with... Is this the conspiracy folding the $20 bill thing?
Okay. Well, I'm going to step by step and show you how to do this.
Okay.
Or I'm not showing you, but...
I got you. Theater of the mind.
Right. Okay. You take $20 bill.
Okay.
Okay. And you fold it lengthwise.
Okay.
And you got the $20 standing upside down.
Okay.
And you take and you fold it in the middle.
Okay.
To the middle.
Oh, to the middle. Okay.
Okay. And then you take the other half and fold that up to the middle.
Okay.
Okay. Now, look at what you got.
Well, I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, so you have $20 bill.
I didn't bring any money to work, and in fact, if I did, it would be like clear across the room, and I kind of got to stay right where I am.
Nobody's got $20 bill in the house?
Al, I don't know. Al and I... Probably not. But now I have a mental vision, and I'm sure I can find it online. I'll do it just for the heck of it.
Yeah, okay. And when you do that...
Yeah, what do you see?
You'll see the Twin Towers burning.
Wow.
And then when you flip it over...
Yeah.
You see the Pentagon burning.
Oh, boy. I'm still not buying it, but I'll try it. All right, Don. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on so long to give me that information. And we're just going to go in order here. John and Roe is on the line. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Not too bad. I wanted to talk about this gentleman that was from California. I want to agree with him on a couple things.
Okay, the medical marijuana.
Yes. In California, they do have it's called the Ruby Triangle. It's like... three different towns that make up a triangle to where you are legally allowed to grow up to 5 plants in your house.
Okay.
So you can get anywhere from a half an ounce to an ounce and a half off of a plant, depending how you grow it, blah, 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 blah. And another thing, you know, if they did legalize marijuana, yes, a quarter of our jails would be emptier and they would be making more money to put back into the system.
Mm-hmm.
But you also got to look at, what does the marijuana do? Like, alcohol burns your brain cells. Marijuana takes away your reaction skills over a long period of time. And just like the gentleman from Alternatives, the school system's all messed up because we're still running off of a program that was built in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't caught up to China. We haven't caught up to Japan in that sense. So I just really wanted to say thank you.
All right, John. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Two more calls. We're going to get you in, and we'll start with Marion in Dearborn. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Jalene. Yes, I was just curious about something. It's kind of a personal question, but I wanted to know if you believe in reincarnation.
I kind of do, actually.
Yeah, because I do, and just by, I know you're not a religious person, but just by some of the things you said about paganism and things like that, I thought you might.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I call myself a pagan Buddhist. And
that's actually a pretty neat thing to be.
I think so, too, because, you know, I worship the earth, and, you know, I'm a tree hugger. And then at the same time, I'm all about the law of cause and effect. Everything you do, there is an effect. So you do good. Hey, guess what? Good comes back.
Exactly.
Are you a pagan?
Well, yes.
Yeah, so you're one of the small, I mean, what is it, 80-some percent of people in America are Christian. So you're one of the small percentage who didn't celebrate Easter today or yesterday.
Well, actually, Easter is a pagan holiday.
Right. But do you do it in the Christian?
Yeah.
You didn't do it in the Christian way.
No, but like they say, I ain't mad at them. You know, I believe in diversity, and
no matter
what religion you are or aren't, you're okay with me.
Right.
As long as you don't try and shove your beliefs off on anyone.
Oh, yeah.
We can all get along, atheist, agnostic, or somebody who has religious beliefs.
Right. I think that's you know, the best route to take, for sure. All right, Marion. Well,
okay.
You can ask me a personal question anytime.
Okay.
I'm pretty transparent.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, you bet. You have a great rest of your night. And our final call of the show is Eric in Romeo. And all it says is dope.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Eric?
Not a whole lot. I'm just calling up about the whole legalization of medical marijuana.
Yep. What's your opinion?
Well, my opinion, okay, first of all, I believe truthfully it should be legalized medically. However, much more than that, I think it should be legalized for everyone 21 and older, like they were talking about it. Because, I mean, you see, myself now, I'm only 20 years old. But, you know, I mean, I like to come home and burn one right after I get out of work. I mean, who does it? I guarantee 90% of the people that listen to this radio do. You know?
It is rock and roll.
Rock on. Rock
Except
on.
For these 2 hours.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You enjoy yourself and light up a nice big one for me, all right?
Eric, you have a good one.
Hey, you too, babe. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you guys have made a very interesting show tonight, and I want to thank you for all of your phone calls. I want to thank Al, otherwise known as Slayer here at WRIF, for, like, several years. He's not going to be in here doing the producing thing anymore because he is, well, he's the overnight guy here at WRIF. So we're going to miss you, Al. You've been great, and I'm terribly sad that you're leaving. It just won't be the same without you. Thanks for everything that you've done for Peter and I, and as well, thanks to everyone for helping out on the show because that's what makes it so great. A couple of interesting interviews coming up next with Peter Werby. Peter and I will be back next week.
This is Night Call on 101 WRIF. Peter will be right back with more Night Call right after this. On your radio, on your computer, and now on your brand new iPhone 3G.
Your new Apple iPhone 3G connects you to 101 WRIF from anywhere in the world.
Damn, look at that getting room.
Log on and listen worldwide at WRIF.com.
The Riff.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-505-7931. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away. Watch as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-505-7931. Once more, that's 1-800-505-7931.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in over 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now 1-800-339-2117. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
At 101.1 WRIF in WRIF HD1 Detroit.
Now, Night Call is back on 101 WRIF Detroit. Here's your host, Peter Werby.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-503-3580. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-503-3580. 1-800-503-3580.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. To learn how to receive a free list of foreclosures, call 800-354-8211. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline to learn how to receive your free foreclosure list at 800-354-8211. That's 800-354-8211.
If you want to own a new computer but think you can't get credit, listen to this. Now you're approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer for just $29.99 a week. There's no credit check, no hassles, and you won't be turned down. Just call Tronics Country at 1-800-990-2258. If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for 12 months, you're approved for a new computer guaranteed. Even if you have bad credit or no credit, you will not be turned down. And with Tronics Country's program, you can help improve your credit rating. Call Tronics Country now for a brand new name brand computer or wireless laptop. Call right now, and with your paid purchase, you'll also get a free 20-inch LCD TV and a free color printer. Call Tronics Country right now at 1-800-990-2258. 1-800-990-2258. That's 1-800-990-2258.
Homeowners, repainting your home's exterior every few years is a hassle and an expense. So how can you stop this endless cycle of painting forever? With premium vinyl siding from Sears. Just go to homesidingnow.com, request a free in-home estimate from Sears, and you can save $500. Sears vinyl siding is weather resistant and virtually maintenance free. You can count on Sears for quality installation and a wide selection of popular siding colors. So give your home new curb appeal with Sears vinyl siding. siding. Just go to homesidingnow.com and you can save $500. Offer ends June 30th. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Stop the endless cycle of painting your house. Go to homesidingnow.com or click the Sears banner on your screen. Save $500 with Sears vinyl siding. Go to homesidingnow.com. That's homesidingnow.com.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years. All while saving thousands of dollars and without risking your family home. No, this isn't bankruptcy. It isn't one of those credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. We're Credit Card Relief. We've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're an attorney-driven program with an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call 866-290-8282. 866-290-8282. That's 866-290-8282.
The biggest threat to freedom isn't the next corporation involved in a scandal. It's not covert government operations or even politicians. The most immediate, persistent, avoidable threat to your freedom is you. You're the only one that can keep yourself from voting, from writing a letter to your congressman, from reading a newspaper. Listen, take advantage of your rights. Learn how at ExploreFreedomUSA.org. Your freedom thrives only when you use it. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Home of WRIF.com. Get the latest rock news, concert listings, and when Riff is rocking the streets. Check out Motor City's deals and deals and get stuff for half price. Or hear 101 The Riff online from anywhere in the world.
Website
worldwide.
101 WRIF and WRIF.com. Everything rocks.
The country and how families are losing just members on a daily basis.
Wasn't there about a million soldiers died during the Iran-Iraq war of the 1980s? I mean, it's just a slaughter that the United States has never even faced.
Very true. I mean, 1 million people on both sides, on the Iraqi side and on the Iranian side. And imagine the country was about 13 million people at the time. Imagine losing 1 million people over the period of 8 years from 1980 to 88. Mm-hmm. And that has a very big impact on Iraqi and devastated the Iraqis, but also brought the wars of the regime, and he starts capturing people on the street and sending them to the front line. And if people are opposed to that, to go on to the front line, they will be captured and executed sometime publicly.
Did you have family members that were involved in the fighting?
In the front line, I had my brother for a long period of time, and I have one of my cousins that was executed for being accused of belonging to another party. And that was the turning point for me when I saw how my cousin was just unjustifiably executed. I very much woke up and I start just opposing to the regime.
Let me reintroduce you as well. My guest is Wafaa Bilal. He is an Iraqi-American. He's been here since 1992. He teaches art in New York City. And his book, published by City Lights, is Shoot an Iraqi, Art, Life, and Resistance Under the Gun. And we'll get to the extraordinary part that art plays in this story in just a little while. Wafaa, are you from a Shiite background?
My family, yeah. I am a Shiite. I grew up in the holy city of Najaf and most of the south of Iraq and a big part of Baghdad are Shiite. So Saddam's, in particular, oppressed the Shiite in Iraq because he's from a Sunni background and Iran is mostly Shiite. So he was, from the very beginning, fighting the Shiite. And the Shiite never submit to his rule. And they always
fought him politically and sometimes military within inside Iraq. But he was very afraid of the alliance of the Shiite of Iran and Shiite of Iraq, and that was part of why he attacked Iran right away after Khomeini took over.
Yeah, in 1979, when Khomeini took over,
exactly.
And the war began in 1980. You talk in your book, Shoot an Iraqi, that you were forced to flee in the chaotic aftermath of the first Gulf War. What were the circumstances that drove you out of the country?
Yeah, well, this bring back to us to my days in college. And what happened is when I finished high school, I applied to art school, and that was one of my dreams as a kid to finish to go to art school to the Academy of Baghdad. And when I applied, I was rejected because of the executed cousin, and then I was sent to study geology and geography at the University of Baghdad. Through the years, about 5 years at the university, I produced an art show that was critical of the regime in a direct way or indirect way. And as a consequence, sometimes the show will be closed permanently. Sometimes the show will be confiscated. And every time I have a show, I will be dragged to the security office at the University of Baghdad.
Your credit card debt has gotten out of control. If you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-984-6953. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-984-6953. 1-800-984-6953.
You may have seen her on Oprah or The View. We're talking to Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center, about a powerful free tape she's giving away to help people discover a way to leave anxiety and depression behind for good. Lucinda, what are some of the symptoms of anxiety?
Worry, fear, depression, insecurity, low self-esteem. I suffered with anxiety and depression for over 20 years. When I was at my lowest point, I was curled up in a ball on my living room sofa, afraid to live and afraid to die.
Wow. So what's the biggest anxiety myth?
I think the most challenging thing about working with people with anxiety and depression is that many of them think they're victims of their emotions. They think they'll always be worrisome, fearful, and depressed.
But that's not true.
There's real drug-free help that has the potential to last a lifetime. Millions of people have called for this wonderful free tape.
Okay, to request your free tape, call 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Is your debt getting bigger? Are you falling behind on your bills and receiving collection calls? Well, it's not your fault. Millions of Americans are buried in credit card debt because of a job loss, divorce, medical bills, or just bad luck. But now there's a way you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. Call Credit Guard of America today for free information, and you'll learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower or even eliminate your interest rates, and stop the collection calls once and for all. For free information, call 1-800-709-6133.
We owed $25,000 to the credit card companies. This year, we're going to be debt-free.
Credit Guard of America won't just help you get debt-free. We'll even show you how to improve your credit status.
They helped me pay off 10 credit cards and rebuild my credit rating.
Call us today to learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-709-6136. That's 1-800-709-6136.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-335-4191. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptics out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of proactive solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. And when you call now, we'll also send you our green tea moisturizer, a featherlight serum that absorbs instantly to deliver deep hydration for free. Call 1-800-335-4191. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put Proactiv to the test, and we'll prove it. Get your free soothing green tea moisturizer with your risk-free 60-day trial by calling now. 1-800-335-4191. 1-800-335-4191.
Here's a quick exercise that will not only get you feeling better, it will save you money, too. Just walk to your HR manager's office and ask if your company's Flexible Spending Account Program, or FSA, is reimbursing for non-prescription drugs. That's right, over-the-counter medicines. You already know and trust them to help you get relief from aches and pains, cold and flu symptoms, allergies, and more. Now, thanks to an IRS change in tax laws, they're eligible expenses in company FSAs. So ask your employer about non-prescription medicines and your Flexible Spending Account today.
Sometimes it's hard to make good decisions. We want to have fun and fit in, but we don't want to disappoint our families, our friends, or ourselves. There's a lot we're not sure about. But here's something you can believe. Real friends like you for who you are, so you don't need to drink to fit in. For more information, visit our website, thecoolspot.gov. Check it out. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the National Institutes of Health, and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
Here. We do not need to be afraid anymore.
The more I come through to you, download the free WRIF app in the iTunes Store. It gives you one-touch access to WRIF streaming live wherever you are. For more details, WRIF.com.
WRIF.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. Your DED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
Free family learning program from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
Embargo hurting Iraqi people by building shows, by going on the road for speaking tours, just to, one, to raise awareness, and I saw that is a great deal since I'm here in the United States. If anything could change, it has to come from the people, and that's why I have so much faith in the people to change the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being against the people of the United States, I saw them as a victim as well of this political machine of the government. And I very much start connecting with people through my art show. I start connecting to people by talking to them, going from one state to another to raise awareness of the embargo. And then the war, or just the drums of a new war against Iraq, we start hearing it in 2002 and early 2003, and I couldn't even believe it. We're going to go to another war with Iraq.
And then it occurred, and again, civilians are being killed, and your own brother was killed in Iraq by a U.S. bomb, and not by a human being, but by an unmanned predator drone. Tell us what you discovered after this terrible event occurred, that about what you saw about that.
Yeah. Well, in 2003, I was one of the few Iraqis who opposed the war, Iraqis in the United States opposing the war, because what I saw just the people going to be affected, not Saddam's regime. And I opposed it from the very beginning, and I know there are going to be great losses and by turning Iraq to a war zone. So in 2004, unfortunately, I received the news that is one of my brothers was killed in Iraq. And at the beginning, I didn't get the details from the family how he was killed. But then I learned he was on the street when a drone plane scoped the city, and then an air-to-surface missile come to where he was standing in a checkpoint and killed him instantly.
And this, you watched a TV interview and found out that a young U.S. soldier whose job it was to launch missiles into Iraq from a computer in Colorado had been one that had pushed the button. And
Very much so. So from 2004, and I have to say 2 months later, we lost my father because he was was grieving and he couldn't handle the shock of losing his son all of a sudden. So we lost him 2 months later. But I continue to think how I could connect these two zones together. The comfortable zone here, which I live in, and there the war zone, the conflict zone.
So we get actually now to the title of your book, which we've been holding people in suspense now for almost 20 minutes. We just have a few minutes left, so we should probably go directly to that. The book is Shoot in Iraqi, Art, Life, and Resistance Under the Sun, Wafa Bilal and Carrie Leiterson. And you did essentially an art installation, Domestic Tension.
Yes.
And that's for the title, Shoot in Iraqi. Tell us
about
that.
Exactly. So in 2007, I was watching the news when I saw an interview with a soldier that directing drone planes and dropping missiles on Iraq. And when she was asked by the reporter if she had any remorse on people's lives, she said, no, I trust the order of my superiors. And it really shocked me how we become disconnected even by targeting other people in other countries. And that's when the idea came, and the idea was I wanted to demonstrate how we are disconnected. So what I did, I moved my living space to a gallery space. I built a robot that shoot paintball at me, and I stayed in the gallery for 30 days. During that 30 days, I had people from 136 countries shooting at me with 80 million hits on the website, and 65,000 times I was shot at. I never left the gallery space, and during that time, I was constantly talking to people on a chat room, which is where they could see me and talk to me 24 hours, 7 days a week for 30 days.
Let me just summarize this. So you set up an installation, essentially, that people, by just a mouse click, could shoot you with a paint.
Every Tuesday, get double shots of the best riff rock.
The way you want.
See, I told you there was a rational explanation.
Super Tuesday on 101 WRIM. Everything that rocks.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-493-8159. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-493-8159. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-493-8159. That's 1-800-493-8159.
A, B, C, D, D, I can't remember.
Poor nutrition in his first 5 years can limit memory development. Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. To find out more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ag Council.
Why was that driver in such a hurry? He saw the car near the lane stop, and he decided to go around it. He wasn't looking for my mom in the crosswalk. I really miss her.
Please, look for pedestrians. When a car stops in front of you, slow down and be prepared to stop. Someone may be crossing the street. Think of the impact you can make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then fight it with a scrub brush and a hot soapy towel. Even in the neatest and tidiest homes, if there's so much as a crumb to eat or a drop to drink, household pests like bugs and mice will do all that they can to get it. Creepy crawlies like bugs and mice are unpleasant enough as it is, but they're more than just a nuisance for kids with asthma because they can actually trigger an asthma attack. So, give them a whole lot of nothing. Sweep up crumbs, wipe down tables, scrub dishes before they pile up in the sink, and store leftovers in plastic bags or bowls. Don't leave them so much as one tidbit or nibble, and you can stop a childhood asthma attack before it starts. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
We've been married a year.
Yep, and in business together for 2 months.
Oh, it's a big move for us, starting a business and everything.
And for our future 9 children.
Oh, our future 2 children.
Well, there are lots of worries in starting a business, but creating an emergency preparedness plan shouldn't be one of them.
Yeah, we needed a plan in case of fire, flood, or cyber attack. I mean, how would we get the business back up and running?
Mm-hmm, because without the business, we could never afford baseball mitts for the 9 kids.
We went to Ready.gov and downloaded everything we needed to create a plan. And Ready.gov has free templates, checklists, and more.
Yeah, without Ready.gov, I could easily get old before my dirt.
Mm-hmm.
The furrowed brow, nervous twitch.
But because of Ready.gov, we have one less thing to worry about.
Groupie show.
Oh, stop it.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Ready.gov. Becoming success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
McGruff the Crime Dog here with my nephew Scruff. Here's the address for my new free comic activity book.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
It shows kids what to do about guns and drugs and bullies and strangers. And it's got games and puzzles, too. Write it down now.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
This is Night Call on 101 WRIF. Peter will be right back with another guest.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Prices assume 5% down payment at 7.5% APR over 30 years.
Wow, look at this place. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Yeah, I know.
Geez, you're not even 30. We have the same salary, Maggie. How can you afford all this?
My mortgage payment is less than $300 a month.
What? That's less than I pay for rent. How did you...
All I did was call BNI for a list of homes that are being sold for back taxes or foreclosure.
Home foreclosures are on the rise. That means there are great deals out there, especially for first-time home buyers. Like this listing, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath going for under $20,000. That's just $199 a month. Listings go fast, so call BNI for a list of these homes today. Call 1-800-495-7133.
I could actually afford to own my own home.
Yeah, and it's easy. Just call BNI for the list.
Properties that have been foreclosed or repossessed are a real bargain and sometimes sell for a little money down. For a list of homes in your area, call 1-800-495-7133. 1-800-495-7133. That's 1-800-495-7133.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-505-7931. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today. 1-800-505-7931. Once more, that's 1-800-505-7931.
Right after. There's no better place to own a business.
That's right, Bill. By providing a parts inventory so extensive it's unsurpassed, we've gained the trust of our long-term customers. People who know that if we don't have the part they need, we can usually get it for them within 24 hours. These are loyal customers who know how to get things done.
You can see Michigan's incredible work ethic in our staff. Behind our counters, you'll find ASC certified professionals, the best of the best. They're people who love what they do and provide service you just can't get anywhere else.
New customers who come to Glendale Auto Supply discover the benefits of shopping at a local company with strong Michigan roots, knowledge, service, and steadfast commitment.
When you need a part, shop Michigan first. Glendale Auto Supply in Farmington, Livonia, Saulfield, Walled Lake, Lake.
Go red anywhere you want. We'll be right back.
cherries, tomatoes. Ride a red bicycle. Leave red kisses on someone's cheek. Wear a red scarf. Laugh so hard your face turns red. But whatever you do, do it for your heart. Go red from the inside out. Take a moment every day and put your hand on your heart. Make a promise to yourself to be heart healthy, to eat well, to exercise, to know your personal risk factors. The American Heart Association wants you to make red the color of an active life. Take a moment and go red in your own fashion. Go red for women. Love your heart. Go red today. Visit goredforwomen.org or call 1-888-MY-HEART.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-503-3580. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-503-3580. 1-800-503-3580.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. To learn how to receive a free list of foreclosures, call 800-354-8211. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline to learn how to receive your free foreclosure list at 800-354-8211. That's 800-354-8211.
Do you owe too much money on your credit cards? Do you have over $12,000 in debt and don't know how you'll pay it off? I have a proven program that can help solve your debt problems. I'm Ted Brower, founder of Debt Settlement USA. Credit card debt can cause serious financial hardship, especially if you have loss of income, you're going through a divorce, or you have costly medical bills. Before things get worse, call Debt Settlement USA. We'll show you how to get rid of your debt faster than you think, without bankruptcy and without taking out another loan. Just call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. Your call is confidential and there's no obligation.
Call 1-877-560-8877. If you have over $12,000 in credit card bills, find out how Debt Settlement USA can help you. Not available in all states. Call 1-877-560-8877. That's 1-877-560-8877.
Mommy, I'm going to sing the baby a lullaby.
Beautiful dreamer, in the first stage of sleep, your brain waves are low and come regularly. Soon you will be in REM dreams, where your eyes are moving and waveforms increase.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help keep their dreams alive. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. My vibrations become intense.
Kitty Jensen is under the influence of Tom, the volunteer drum teacher.
That sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with kids like Katie, Tom helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Now there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Whew, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This 38-year-old man may sound a little strange to you and me. It's your 2-year-old son who's interested in cars and colors. He makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. And learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, my car.
Yes, and it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car.
Yes. The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Corian.
To welcome Susan Quinn. Susan Quinn has written Furious Improvisation, How the WPA and a Cast of Thousands Made High Art Out of Desperate Times. And Susan Quinn is the author of an award-winning biography of Marie Curie. She's lectured on her life all over the world. And also Karen Horney, as well as a book, Human Trials, Inside Story of Developing a Drug for a Challenging Disease. We're reaching her in her home in Brookline, Massachusetts. Susan Quinn, welcome to the Peter Wibby Show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, this is kind of without any background whatsoever, and I don't know if everyone has seen the 1995 Tim Robbins film, The Cradle Will Rock, but was that a pretty accurate portrayal of what went on during the Federal Theater Project?
That was only one production of the Federal Theater Project, and there were several thousand. But I thought at least it was a very entertaining movie, and it was actually one of the reasons that I decided to do this book, because I thought there was more to tell. I think what The Cradle Will Rock, well, maybe I'd go back a minute and say, give some context for this. The WPA, which you mentioned was the Works Progress Administration, at the time it was started by the Roosevelt administration, it was the largest government project in the history of the world, and it employed 8.5 million people. The idea was to employ them doing things that they were skilled at doing, and of course the WPA really built much of the infrastructure of our country, thousands of miles of roads and public buildings and bridges. But the interesting aspect of it, which I write about in my books, was that the WPA also funded the arts under a program called Federal One, and there were four arts programs. There was music, there was visual art, and there are still murals around from that. And there was writing, writers, and then finally there was the theater project. And in some ways, that's the one that we know the least about, and that's the nice thing about the Tim Robbins film, because it reminds us of this amazing theater project, which employed 12,000 people at its height, doing all kinds of theater, and including the Cradle Rock.
Now, 8.5 million people are employed by the Works Progress Administration. That's a lot of people. I say parenthetically, by the way, that some of those murals painted under the Works Progress Administration still can be seen in Michigan area post office.
Mm-hmm.
They were quite taken with the kind of murals that Diego Rivera did at the Detroit Institute of Arts, and many of them. Yeah. It was a time, as we all know, of great unemployment. So 8.5 million people. Did that actually cut into the total number of people that were unemployed during the 1930s?
It made a substantial difference, a huge difference. In 1929, after the crash, when the banks collapsed and things really went bad, there were as many as 20,000 people a day being fired every day. And for the next 3 years after the crash, there were approximately 20,000 people fired every day, every workday for 3 years. In some places, the unemployment was 50%. I think in places like Detroit, it was as high as 50%, certainly. And in the country, it was 25 to 30%. So this was, even though we're going through a recession, it's not anything like what people were going through in the early 30s. And then the argument was, among many, including the Hoover administration, that there was no place for the federal government in terms of trying to remedy the situation. And not until 1932, when Roosevelt came in, did these government programs start in a massive way and rescue the country, perhaps from revolution. People were hungry. There were food riots in the cities. It was a very desperate time.
Well, Susan Quinn, it's interesting you say that he saved the country from revolution, because many conservatives, both then and today, say that his programs were socialistic, that he was consciously a communist, and they had all sorts of calumny added to his name. But on the other hand, many people say that the kind of working class uprising that were going on, that typified by general strikes like in Minneapolis, could have presaged what happened in Europe.
Yes, very much. And, of course, this was a time when Mussolini was rising in Italy, Hitler was rising in Germany, so there was a possibility of a dictatorship here. And, in fact, when Roosevelt was finally elected and he went back to Hyde Park to figure out what he was going to do, One of his colleagues said, if you succeed, you will be remembered as a great president. If you fail, you'll be remembered as perhaps the worst. And Roosevelt's response to that was, if I fail, I shall be the last president.
That's interesting. Well, the book is Furious Improvisation, How the WPA and a Cast of Thousands Made High Art Out of Desperate Times. It's the story of the Federal Theater Project under the WPA. Why that title, Furious Improvisation?
Taken from an article describing Harry Hopkins. Harry Hopkins was Roosevelt's right-hand man and the head of the WPA. And as soon as he was brought on, he began what was really a very desperate and furious improvisation to put people back to work and to put them back to work in all kinds of jobs, including theater. So that's where it comes from. There was a feeling that things had to happen quickly, and they did. But the Federal Theater Project could have been just kind of not a very imaginative project to put actors back to work. But instead, because of its who they chose to lead it, this woman named Hallie Flanagan, it became a very interesting and innovative experiment in theater. And for 4 years, something like 12,000 actors were acting all over the United States in a lot of interesting plays, including a very sort of timely plays about the issues that people were faced with. There was something called a living newspaper, which was directly addressing, for instance, the crisis on the farms, the crisis in housing. There was one called One Third of a Nation, which was about the fact that one third of the nation was ill-housed. That was a Roosevelt phrase. Employing all these people in what was really new and innovative and also controversial theater.
Now, the director of the Federal Theater Project, as you mentioned, Hallie Flanagan, to some extent fits a pattern of the kind of biographies that you've done of Marie Curie and Karen Horney, both women who were innovative or pioneers as mm-hmm. women in the field that they operated in. Go ahead.
It's interesting you should say that because I have decided that seems to be what I'm attracted to, these strong and innovative women. And in fact, I started this book really as much more a biography of Hallie Flanagan. But as I thought about it, I thought more and more that I wanted to make it a much broader, have a broader reach and really be about the Federal Theater Project, even really more about the Depression through the lens of the Federal Theater Project. So Hallie Flanagan is definitely my main character and my, I would say, hero, mm-hmm. but although a flawed hero. But it's definitely, you're right, it is, it seems to be a part of a pattern.
Well, a good one indeed. But it is unusual that in a time where there was very little public participation of women in the kind of roles that Hallie Flanagan played in the Federal Theater Project, that she was selected. There was probably, among the 12,000 people that took part in the project, there was probably, 6,000 men that could have done it. Why Hallie Flanagan and who chose her?
Well, she was chosen. She was chosen by Harry Hopkins, and Harry Hopkins and Hallie Flanagan both came from Grinnell, Iowa, and knew each other from Grinnell. But it was a controversial choice because not only were there lots of men, but there were lots of New York professionals who would have been more obvious. Hallie Flanagan was the innovative, cutting-edge director at Vassar College, and a lot of people thought, oh, that's just arty sort of theater, and what are we going to do? It's not going to work for all of these unemployed pros. A lot of the unemployed.
Looking out there!
The pictures,
the podcast,
the blog,
the special features you just get.
Anywhere else. Get them online at WRIF.com.
I know just that.
Or check us out at MySpace.com/WRIF.
Guaranteed to be extreme.
Because we can always use more friends, and we won't be naked.
Does anyone else smell Astroglide?
101.
WRIF.
People are sexy and clever, and they always say something funny right before a commercial break.
Everything that rocks.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now, and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-337-1713. That's 1-800-337-1713. 1-800-337-1713.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe clogging lime scale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Lime scale deposits block the heating element, which costs you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove lime scale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydraCare, a patented device used worldwide. See for yourself at bestsoftwater.com. You simply clip HydraCare to your main water pipe. HydraCare removes and prevents lime scale buildup in your entire plumbing system. Guarantee. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances and save money with HydraCare. Just go to bestsoftwater.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit bestsoftwater.com. That's bestsoftwater.com.
Is your debt getting bigger? Are you falling behind on your bills and receiving collection calls? Well, it's not your fault. Millions of Americans are buried in credit card debt because of a job loss, divorce, medical bills, or just bad luck. But now there's a way you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. Call Credit Guard of America today for free information, and you'll learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower or even eliminate your interest rates, and stop the collection calls once and for all. For free information, call 1-800-709-6136.
We owed $25,000 to the credit card companies. This year, we're going to be debt-free.
Credit Guard of America won't just help you get debt-free. We'll even show you how to improve your credit status.
They helped me pay off 10 credit cards and rebuild my credit rating.
Call us today to learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-709-6136. That's 1-800-709-6136.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-335-4191. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptic out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. And when you call now, we'll also send you our Green Tea Moisturizer, a feather-like serum that absorbs instantly to deliver deep hydration for free. Call 1-800-335-4191. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin, and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put Proactive to the test, and we'll prove it. Get your free soothing green tea moisturizer with your risk-free 60-day trial by calling now. 1-800-335-4191. 1-800-335-4191.
You may have seen her on Oprah or The View. We're talking to Lucinda Bassett, founder of Midwest Center, about a powerful free tape she's giving away to help people discover a way to leave anxiety and depression behind for good. Lucinda, what are some of the symptoms of anxiety?
Worry, fear, depression, insecurity, low self-esteem. I suffered with anxiety and depression for over 20 years. When I was at my lowest point, I was curled up in a ball on my living room sofa, afraid to live and afraid to die.
Wow. So what's the biggest anxiety myth?
I think the most challenging thing about working with people with anxiety and depression is that many of them think they're victims of their emotions. They think they'll always be worrisome, fearful, and depressed.
But that's not true.
There's real drug-free help that has the potential to last a lifetime. Millions of people have called for this wonderful free tape.
Okay. To request your free tape, call 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Your credit card debt has gotten out of control. If you're over your head in monthly payments, here's one powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-984-6953. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-984-6953. 1-800-984-6953.
Got an iPhone 3G?
Get the riff everywhere.
Things are about to get a whole lot better.
Download free WRIF app today at the iTunes Store. You can stream WRIF live on your iPhone anywhere with just one touch.
Details at WRIF.com.
Everything that rocks.
Hello, I'm Faith Hill. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, maybe nowhere is that more true than in music. Music study is one of the most valuable ways that a student can spend time. A young person who practices and studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities that kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons so your child can see his or her progress as time goes by. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful, their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Red Defender, thank goodness you're here. That huge asteroid is headed right towards Earth.
I'll handle this.
Like an arrow shot from a man-sized bow, the Red Defender hurtles into space using his super strength to stop the asteroid.
He's stopping the asteroid. It's moving away from Earth. You saved us. How did you do it?
I just stopped the asteroid and reversed its course back into space.
Look, the moon. It's exploded.
Where exactly did you throw the asteroid?
Away. I threw it away.
No more moon. That means no more tides. Tides are created by the moon.
And no more walks in the moonlight. I love walks in the moonlight.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. To find out more, go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to Night Call on 101 WRIF. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WRIF Radio. Now, stay tuned for more Riff Rock on 101 WRIF Detroit.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy?
For freedom.
Freedom of religion.
What America stands for.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy? For honor.
Everybody. And watch out for everybody.
Freedom to vote.
Democracy.
Freedom to go outside and play with my kids.
I joined the Navy to serve my country.
Every freedom that we have.
The right to raise our kids in peace.
My little brother.
My wife.
My kids.
Our children's children.
The United States Navy.
It's not for ourselves alone that we serve.
Energy haunted team, get in that house and waste some energy.
Leaky windows and no insulation.
Wherever energy gets wasted, the energy hogs are there. Go to energyhog.org for energy saving tips and lots of hog busting games.
Energyhog.org, that's it.
I'll be the license to save energy from the Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
It's Saturday. You and your wife take the boys to the mall, straight to the food court. Your wife and Pete head for tacos. You and Danny want Chinese. You look up at the menu for a few seconds. You look down to see what Danny wants. But you don't see Danny. Your eyes dart around frantically. You instinctively call out,
Danny! Danny!
From the taco place, you hear a voice.
Hey, Dad! Change my mind!
Every parent knows that feeling when, even for a few seconds, you lose sight of your child. Imagine if he or she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Even comes in over 30 languages. Oh, but there's one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now 1-800-339-2117. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Back to the Lock.
This is a fantastic moment for me.
101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the road. All night long, dreaming of the day. When it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost.
Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done.